Well, good evening. Welcome. Glad you're with me. It's Brian Noonan on 720 WGN, firmly ensconced in the Allstate Showcase Studio on beautiful Michigan Avenue, as we are every Sunday night at 6, unless something else comes up, and then we're not here. But tonight we're here for a full 3 hours of radio irreverence, and we have a fantastic show planned, but you know, it's always more fun when you get involved. 312-981-7200 is the number when you call in. You'll be talking to Cody. Man, I'm heading to Nerdfest on Wednesday. Goff, he is the executive producer of the big broadcast. If you're nice to him, you get to me. That's how it works. You can watch us on WGNradio.com, and you can also get a hold of us through social media, Facebook and Twitter. It's Brian Noonan Show, so go there. And, oh, my goodness, and the text number is the same as the phone number. If you missed the phone number before, you should have been paying attention. But it's 312-981-7200. So what's on tap for tonight? In just a few minutes, we are going to resurrect a bit that probably should have stayed dead, but we're bringing it back. Yes, it's this day in old man music history. So we'll be doing that. Roger Badish has hung around, and so we'll be doing that in just a couple minutes. We're also going to talk about high security at my house and in your house and how security conscious you are. We will be following the hostage standoff that's going on in Berwyn, my new neighborhood. So we, as you know, if you've listened to this program for any stretch of time, I really, really want to be my generation's Russ Ewing. I want to be the guy that people turn themselves into. I want to be the guy who escorts them to police headquarters and makes sure that they don't get shot. So we are going to try to talk this man out of his house in Berwyn. If it means, if you're in the Berwyn area, and you can go over there, and I want you to stand outside the house John Cusack-like with a boombox above your head and play this station so I can talk this man out. My wife has already refused to go what is, in effect, less than a half mile to stand outside this hostage situation. So, Steve, you're on this night. You're on it. And
apparently he has been tippling.
Well, listen, if anybody can speak to a drunk, it is me. I spink tipple.
Well, hey, go out and do a remote.
It's a little late for that.
No.
I've got to be here. Who's going to anchor
Pop
this thing?
Right out 290. You could do it. Set up the truck.
I know how to get there. I live there.
Are you from Berwyn? Okay, I didn't know that.
I know exactly. No, I've only been in Berwyn since March. But now that it's on the news, I can't believe how excited I am to be from Berwyn. Or to be living in Berwyn. So, again, if you are in Berwyn, you know how to get a hold of us, 312-981-7200. I want you out in front of the house. Police lines be damned. Stand there in your trench coat with the boombox above your head. Play this show, and we will talk this drunk out of the house.
Well,
and
if that doesn't work, scare him, it would be you.
Sure, if he knows I'm coming home. Because, listen, here's the deal. If I'm coming home and there's traffic backed up because this lunatic is still holding a hostage
You will be hot.
I'm gonna jump out of the car and go Bruce Willis. I'm gonna go all crazy diehard and just run up there, yippee-ki-yay, and then bust through the door and take him out.
You get off at 9. He's been in there since about noon. So by the time you get there, say it'll be about quarter of 10. It's been 10 hours. Come on.
Really, they're not going to give you a plane to Argentina. There's no chance. You're not getting out of here. You're not even getting to North Riverside. You're not going to the zoo.
To the Dells,
No, he's not going anywhere. Okay. He's not getting a chopper. He's not getting a Pace bus ride. There's no van picking him up. He's not getting Uber. There's nothing happening. There is no way he's getting out of that house.
What about Lyft?
No, Lyft definitely not with the pink mustache. They're not coming by the house. I'm going to tell you what, because these Berwyn cops are on overtime now, and I'm guaranteeing they're not happy.
Right.
Because they've been all day.
Sunday night.
No, yeah.
Nice weather.
All day with this guy. Blah, blah, blah. And it's funny because on Facebook there's a Berwyn group, so I'm part of this Berwyn group. And it could be my wife texting that the hostage situation is over. They're about noon, like you said, and we didn't think anything of it, and I read it, and I was, oh, man, there's a hostage situation not too far from the house. And we laughed, ha, ha, ha. But now it's still going on, so now we have to get on this. I know Cody has three police scanners going, which seems like overkill, but he's monitoring all the law enforcement channels to make sure that we can get this done. Steve is on it, and I need your help. So get out there. I know there's a lot of people who live in... If you live in Oak Park, you can do it. Just it's not that far. Where do you live? Stickney? Go on over there. Riverside,
Stickney.
North of Stickney is just south of Berwyn.
That's a place?
It's a town. It's
really
beautiful. You're in Lyons? Go on over. It's a hop on Ogden. Go on over. You'll see it's the only hostage situation in Berwyn tonight. There's only one per night.
That we know of.
Well, you're right. At this point, there could be a lot more brewing. There could be copycats, and I don't want to endorse that. I don't want to give anybody an idea. But if you are trying to, if you're trying to be the focus of this program, take a hostage, and then we can't talk enough about you. And if you call in, there may be a Malnati's pizza. Not that you'll be able to eat it because you'll be in the Huskow, but maybe you give it to the hostage. That goes a long way in front of the judge.
We don't have any pizza to give away.
We're going
to
find a pizza.
You can find a pizza.
Somebody from Malnati's, if we get a hostage freed, I guarantee the fine folks at Lou Malnati's will give us a pizza to give to the freed hostage. Well, then eat it like a freed hostage. Just like that. Like they've never seen a pizza. I'm betting the people at Lou Malnati's have treated us so well in the past, I'm betting they throw in a salad as well. That's only if we could get this guy to give up the hostage, though.
Those salads are...
Hold on, I'm checking my text.
Check your text. I'm checking police blotters in here.
And no, we're getting texts. It is not Svengoolie. Rich Koz has not taken a hostage and is not the hostage, as far as we know. Is that correct, Steve?
Right. All right. And he may be a little hungover, so he may not want pizza salad. Or if he eats it, it may come back out rather quickly.
Well, listen, they always ask for pizza in the movies. Every time you got a hostage, they ask for a pizza.
Really?
Yeah. Have you lost a hostage? They want pizza, sure. Pizza and a bus and a beer. Roger, you're going to talk even though your mic's not on? Roger can't wait to... It's so reminiscent of Roger from the past. He can't wait. He's like a puppy. He can't wait to get involved.
Well, you did that show in the middle of the night before, so give him a break.
No, I understand. Yeah. We were all crazy. So Roger Badish is here. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, hopefully we have I'm the hostage negotiator. I know I'm not trained for it, but listen, I've watched enough movies. I'm a big fan of Kevin Spacey in The Negotiator, where he tries to get Samuel Jackson to come out. So I'm good with all of this. I know how it works. I'm also familiar with Berwyn, so I can maybe get him somewhere where he can get a little something.
Do you have a bullhorn?
I don't need
a bullhorn.
I don't need a bullhorn.
Sure you do.
No.
Put the bullhorn up to the boombox. So we can hear inside. What? The boombox can't carry that.
The boombox will carry. When was the last time you had a boombox? Radio Raheem. Come on. I'm not talking about a little portable radio. I'm talking about a big, electric boogaloo kind of boombox.
I got you.
Two-hand, John Cusack, say anything boombox. What are you looking at, Cody, in between bites of your sandwich?
I was contemplating talking with my mouth full while we're being reminiscent of the overnight.
What is this, the overnight show?
Yeah, exactly. See, throwback. So I got a sandwich here. I can take a big old bite and then...
We're doing this.
Brainstorming. Steve Style.
Barry, I'm starting a new thing. Have you seen the Ninja Warriors thing on NBC? I'm pitching an idea now to NBC. Middle-aged men Ninja Warriors. And here's how the show works. You'd start in a recliner, and then you would have to get out of the recliner without making a noise. And then you go to the refrigerator, and you make a snack and a sandwich. While you're away, we hid the remote. And you have to find the remote, eat the sandwich, and change the channel at least 3 times before you fall asleep.
Hear the little light bulb go off over his head every weekday morning.
But wait, where does the ninja part come in?
I mentioned we got out of the chair.
Oh!
The Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Cars for kids, KARS cars for kids, 1-877 cars for kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
You're the owner or manager of a growing business. Hey, that's great. But to keep growing, you need to find the best new employees available. Finding good employees is nearly impossible, and job posting is expensive. At Catalyst 5, we've developed a fast solution to help you find great employees and save money. In just 5 minutes, you can post your job to hundreds of social media sites and job boards. You'll reach thousands of top quality candidates that can help your business grow. Plus, we even include a free customized mobile site to help manage your job replies in one user-friendly location. And we are 75% less expensive than the major job boards. Call now to sign up for free. Find your next employee right now, free for a limited time by calling now. Call 800-958-2155. 800-958-2155. 800-958-2155. That's 800-958-2155.
The best room in your house this summer isn't a room at all. It's your deck. From the cup of coffee when you wake to firing up the grill in the evening, your deck becomes the most lived space in your home. Make it everything you want it to be with a visit from Deck Tech. Deck Tech uses an oil-based sealer which penetrates deep into your deck's wood fibers, preventing your deck from cracking and splitting. Your deck will be restored to its natural beauty so you can start hosting summer parties and enjoying all that summer has to offer. Call Deck Tech now for your free, no-hassle estimate. No time to meet with a representative? No problem. There's no need to be home. Deck Tech will gladly leave behind your estimate along with their informational brochure. Call now and mention this ad to receive a $50 discount. Call 1-800-956-DECK. That's 1-800-956-3325. Or visit RestoreYourDeck.com. Deck Tech. They've got the tech to restore your deck.
1-800-956-DECK.
Easy.
Find stories that take you further with the new ChicagoTribune.com. It's digitally remastered to fit your device, digitally remastered to fit your life. Brian Noonan on 720 WGN. Our correspondents in Berwyn still trying to get through to the man who is holding a hostage. And by our correspondents, I'm trying to get my wife and daughter back down there. But that is not working out. We've got, so much to get to. We're going to talk at after 7 o'clock. I read a very interesting piece by a woman who does not shave anymore. She doesn't shave her legs. And ladies, we must talk about that and see where you stand on that. We're also going to do Florida news. We've got naked news before the show gets out. But right now, oh, my goodness, this could only happen during the overnight hours. But since it's we're not out in the overnight hours anymore, we decided, since Roger has made a triumphant return to the WGN newsroom on a regular basis, sitting in with the sports guys, and who's on? Frank Fontana.
Frank Fontana.
The sports guys. Is Dean.
Dean.
You still
Dean.
Got... Because
yeah.
Dean goes, to Dean goes from like 6 to 1. Dean's on for like 18 hours on
yeah.
Sunday mornings.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have enough jobs. Dean is tireless.
He's 24/7.
The man's always working.
He is Mr. Media.
He is, and we're happy to have him here.
Yeah.
So you work with Dean, Frank Fontana, and then the Beat.
Yep.
Whoever's on the Beat show. I know Adam's usually here.
Right.
And then Carmen is sometimes here,
right.
And Jared is sometimes here, and
right.
then Connor McKnight is sometimes here, and
right.
Sam Panionovich is sometimes. There's a lot of guys doing that show. It seems crazy to me. But,
well, there's a lot of sports.
Sure there is.
Yeah.
But we don't do that. We don't talk about sports here. But we decided we would, when you first came back, I said, hey, we'll do your old feature a couple times, and I knew you thought I was lying to you. But then I decided, against my better judgment, I should probably be honest and say, all right, yeah, let's really do it. So with that in mind, for this day in old man music history. This day in old man music history is where we play a song that nobody cares about from a long time ago that most people can't even remember. This day in old man music history is sponsored by absolutely no one, because no one would pay for this. We actually have to pay the station to let us play it. This man in old man music history, heard only on the Brian Noonan Show on WGN Radio. Here's your host, Roger Badish.
Hi.
Wow. And talk about a letdown. Talk about a whiplash.
Thank you. Well, let's preface this as briefly as possible.
Please, no.
It's just hard
please.
For me.
I was going to say.
So on my Facebook page, long time ago when we used to do this.
Right.
On the overnights, I used to post way too much stuff about people's birthdays and what was going on this date in history, et cetera, et cetera. And I would always post, one of them would be the number one song on this date in history.
Sure.
I've shortened that up.
Okay.
Quite a bit. And I just do, like, which musical artists have a birthday on this date.
All right.
And I go back to my time. I don't do the new stuff.
Sure, you're not going to put up a Katy Perry or Taylor Swift.
No.
The guys from Walk the Moon.
They get enough publicity.
Sure they do.
I go back in time to the good old days. So today's
the
birthday.
Good old days.
The good old days. Today's birthday, one of the many for today of a musical artist, is Brenton Wood. He is 74 today, and he's still performing out in L.A.
Really? Yeah, what a old folks home? Where's he at? Convalescent Center? Scientology clubs. Center? Where's he at?
Scientology Center.
Brent?
No.
Brent Wood?
Brenton Wood.
Brenton Wood.
Right.
I call him Brent because we're that close.
That's fine. You are close. You have a lot of celebrity friends. I know that.
Sure. Brenton Wood is one of them. He was until I made fun of where he performs. Now he's very upset.
Well,
so
yeah.
Wait, who is Brenton Wood?
Brenton Wood had a number one song back in 1967.
All right.
Called Give Me Some Kind of Sign. Or Give Me a Little Sign.
Oh, sure. I know that song.
Yeah. And here we go.
Oh.
Show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my God.
How much can we play before we have to pay for it? Are we at that point yet?
I think 30 seconds.
If I talk over, does that count?
There you go.
All right, that's it. So that's Brenton Wood?
Yeah. So he's got a birthday today, and it was number one in September of 1967.
All right.
And it was his only charting hit.
Hold on. Shocking. It was his only number one hit?
only charting hit.
Really?
Yeah. He had a bunch of other, and it was the B-side.
How much time do you have during your week? Artist to God. What do you do? You know who doesn't know this much about Brenton Wood? Brenton Wood doesn't know this much about Brenton Wood. And yet, you know chapter and verse this guy's whole life. Well, tomorrow he's going to be at the Roxy, and he's going on for about 15 minutes right before some weird Guns N' Roses tribute band. What are you talking about?
All right, so go on. The A side to this, which actually did get on the charts but wasn't that popular, was a song called the Oogum Boogum Song.
Do you have that, Cody? The Oogum Boogum song?
I was not told about this Oogum Boogum.
That sounds like the song we want to... Take a minute. Look it up. No, we got to hear the... If that was the A side and Give Me Some Kind of Sign was the B side,
right,
and the B side is his only charting hit, we must see the dichotomy from his one charting hit to the Oogum Boogum song.
I think Brenton Wood.
Are you drunk when you do this? Are you under some sort of medication?
No, I'm usually eating breakfast when I do all this.
So you're not focused is what you're telling me.
I'm focused.
Are you really?
That's why I spill all my cereal all over the table. I'm focused on doing this.
Now, is this something that Cody can even Google? Were you able to Google it, Cody?
Yeah, Oogum Boogum song.
Oh, you do not want to miss this.
Hit it, brother.
Uh-oh.
Oogum, oogum, boogum, boogum, boogum. Now, baby, you're catching your fella on me.
This one didn't chart.
It got up to 34.
Let it go. Give us, what? The station can pay for this. We're going Oogum Boogum.
Can we?
I don't know.
Can the station afford this in more ways than one?
What does Brenton Wood get when we play this? Besides scorn. Besides just... All right, we can do it. We'll take Brenton Wood down. That was the A side. And give
yeah,
me some.
That was the A side.
What else do we know about Brenton Wood? How many siblings did he have? Did he have any sort of ailments?
No, he was.
Has he had joint
ailments?
Has he had joint replacement surgery in his advanced years?
No, he was born in Louisiana.
Sure he was.
Or excuse me, Louisiana. Moved to Los Angeles.
All right.
And he came out.
What age did he move to Los Angeles?
I don't know.
How much money did he have with him when he got there?
Not a lot.
Did he live in a one room flat? Did he have roommates? Has he loved in his life? What's his deepest fear? You seem to know so much about Brenton Wood.
I'm just giving the highlights.
See, this is why Google and the internet is the portal to hell.
Yes.
Because you give a man little access,
just
and
a little
soon
bit.
He's walking down the hallway to find out all about Brenton Wood.
Well, we didn't have a lot of time. I knew you wanted to make
it
short
more
and concise.
Obviously, we had much more time than we had planned, didn't we? We had what could
enough
be...
time for two songs.
Sure. We had what could be described as an eternity. But listen, hit the jingle,
Speaking
would you please?
Speaking of time...
This man, this day in old man music history, brought to you by Brenton Wood's estate. The only man willing to give us a dollar to play his music is Brenton Wood. No, it's not payola. It's charity here on this day in old man music history. Hear it again, whenever we're bored, on WGN.
WGN Radio.
On demand.
Sheriff Tom Dart weighs in on the Sandra Bland case. Director Judd Apatow chats about his new hit movie, Trainwreck. And your chance to win VIP tickets to the Wizard World Convention. Get all of that on demand at WGNRadio.com.
On demand.
Sounds of the new frontier. WGNRadio.com.
the experience of luxury, the desire for an open road. You choose your own destination. Experience Joe Rizza Acura in Orland Park. At Joe Rizza Acura, you'll get exceptional savings, second to none. Right now, lease a new 2015 Acura TLX for just $299 a month. Or browse hundreds of luxury pre-owned options, each one hand-picked to provide an experience unlike any other dealership. Feel the care our dedicated staff provides. Our Acura specialists are expertly trained to ensure you find the perfect luxury fit for your lifestyle. Experience our technologically advanced Acura dealership with state-of-the-art facilities. Live a life of luxury unique to you and you alone. And drive an Acura for less than you think. Only at Joe Rizza Acura in Orland Park. Visit us at RizzaAcura.com to browse our extensive inventory. Payments plus tax and a license and document. 36-month lease, closed-end lease. $2,799 U.S. signing. See dealer details. Offer expires August 6, 2015.
When you purchase the latest TV, tablet, or smartphone, don't forget to do the right thing with your old ones. Recycle them. The Consumer Electronics Association and its members are making recycling your old devices as easy as buying new ones. Just go to greenergadgets.org, type in your zip code, and you'll instantly find the recycling location closest to your home. You'll also find recycling tips, like asking the store where you buy your new TV if they'll haul away your old one. Don't let your old tech tools clog your local landfill. Just visit greenergadgets.org.
Dave.
On the other side of the news, we've been having an issue. You may be having the same thing. How secure does your house need to be? We'll talk about that and so much more on the other side. But right now, it is news time on 720 WGN 630. And this report is sponsored by RiverboatTwilight.com. Here's Steve Ruxton.
A standoff continues in Berwyn, where a man has barricaded himself inside a home on the corner of 18th and Clinton. Channel 9 reporting that police and a SWAT team are on the scene of the incident, which began at about noon today. Day, family members telling police that the man inside the home is drunk. Hammond's mayor took to Facebook to talk about the shutdown of rapper Chief Keef's performance last night at the Wolf Lake Pavilion. Thomas McDermott Jr. says promoters of Craze Fest were warned that the performance would be shut down if the rapper appeared. He did appear at the concert via hologram to help raise money for the family of a child and a friend of the rapper's killed earlier this month in Chicago. San Francisco police say an officer shot a man who stole one car and attempted to carjack another near San Francisco International Airport. The unidentified suspect was in stable but serious condition after he was shot in the abdomen. We'll get a look at sports traffic and weather coming up on WGN.
Learning and good nutrition does not end when school lets out. The USDA's Summer Food Service Program helps provide nutritious meals to children in low-income areas so they're better fueled with healthy food to learn and grow. To learn more about sponsoring a feeding site in your community, go to www.summerfood.usda.gov.
On Sunday, September 20th, help us fight breast cancer by joining the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure at Yorktown Center in Lombard. Run breast cancer out of town with a 5K timed run, 5K untimed walk, or 1 mile fun walk. There's also entertainment, activities, and a survivor parade. Komen is turning dollars raised into lives saved across the Chicagoland area. With your continued support, together we can reach our vision of a world without breast cancer. Volunteer, sponsor, or register to run today. Find more information at KomenChicago.org.
Meet your favorite stars from The Avengers, The Walking Dead, AWE at Wizard World Comic Con, Chicago, August 20th through August 23rd. Visit WGNRadio.com/contests and enter to win a VIP pack with 4-day passes, a photo op with actor Michael Rooker, and more.
Hi, my name is Logan.
Hi, my name is Ryan.
Our mom and dad are both state troopers. They work along the side of a busy interstate each day. If you see them stop, please move over and slow down so they can make it home safe to me and my sisters at the end of the day.
Please do extreme caution when you see police, fire, and ambulance.
It is the law to proceed with due caution, change lanes if possible, and reduce your speed. Help us get home to our families. A message from the Illinois State Police.
Six.
WGN Sports, Chicago's Major League Baseball teams going in widely different directions the last couple of days. The Sox sweeping Cleveland, winning today 2-1, a four-game sweep. But the Cubs swept by the lowly Phillies, losing today in a big way, 11-5. Britain's Chris Froome winning his second Tour de France in 3 years. Let's get a look at WGN traffic with Nick DeGiorgio.
All right, now we're still watching that police activity in Berwyn, having 18th Street shut down between Home and Oak Park Avenue. We'll keep you posted on that. If you're on the Edens, you're in great shape. If you're on the Kennedy, no problems there. Eisenhower and the Stevenson are looking good. You got some solid traffic on the Dan Ryan from about 8094 between Pershing and 31st Street. They've got an overturned vehicle in the two right lanes there. Also, on the 8094 portion out in Indiana around 421 Westville, we got an accident there. Keep you posted. Nick DeGiorgio, WGN Traffic Central.
Here's a forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. After some rain around the Chicago area, but not necessarily in Chicago today, it should be mostly cloudy tonight, low about 71. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high about 80. Monday night, partly cloudy, again, a low about 71. 80 at O'Hare and Midway, Chicago's Lakefront 74, Lake Michigan water temperature at 73. Next news coming your way at 7 o'clock or when news breaks and at WGNradio.com. I'm Steve Ruxton on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Brian Noonan on 720 WGN. We will keep you updated on this hostage story, this standoff going on in Berwyn. Nothing new? Nothing new to report? Still in there, huh?
Darn.
Cops still talking through the door, probably got a few megaphones, family milling about.
At some point, you got to figure this did not go the way this guy planned. However it started out, he probably didn't intend it to be, at this point, like 6.5-hour onslaught.
It'd be interesting to know, you know, the family members are saying he'd been distraught, he'd been depressed, he'd been drinking.
Who hasn't?
But distraught over what? It would be interesting to know what the deal is.
That's why we got to get him on the horn. But they won't give us an address. All we know is 18th between Home and Oak Park Avenue.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's not good.
You can't. You got to send an emissary.
I've got feelers out to a couple people, and nobody thinks I'm serious.
Well,
I'm like, no, go over there.
I'm pretty sure the SWAT team would probably not be too happy about an emissary showing up.
Well, I actually have an FBI SWAT T-shirt that
you
I could
think
have.
That would get them
I
in?
Could have my emissary put on, and maybe. I don't know. Then we not only have a hostage situation, we have an impersonating a federal agent charge
and
on somebody else.
Probably somebody riddled with bullets.
Well, riddled is. I don't think snipers riddle you with bullets.
Well, no,
I think
I'm
a sniper won.
SWAT team.
Sure. Oh, you think the SWAT team's
Well, they're like, get out of here.
Yeah, that's probably true. All right, we'll call off that part of the plan. But I still want somebody in Berwyn to get over to that corner.
Yeah, we don't want bodily harm.
No, I don't want anybody getting hurt. I don't even want the guy in the house getting hurt. I want the guy in the house to say he will only surrender at 9:30 when I get back to Berwyn. And if that's true, then I can bring him something. What does he want? Find out what he wants, Cody. I don't know. You're the producer. Produce.
Okay.
Start producing.
I will.
See, this is why this kind of leads to an argument that we had at home today, and I'm wondering if you have had these type of arguments in our house.
Nice transition, Brian.
Thank you, Cody. Listen, I've done this twice before.
At least.
I know exactly how to maneuver between times.
How to transit.
Smoothly, ham-handedly. All right. So in our old house, when we lived out in the southwest suburbs, when we were in the house, we never locked the doors. We never really locked the doors for the most part anyway, because we would pull into our garage. The door from the garage to the house was always unlocked, and we would go in. Now, at night, we would put a bar down on the sliding glass door, and we'd lock the front door. But when we were in the house, it was always wide open. If you came to the house, you could just wander in, no problem. But I think because of where we lived, my wife knew that nobody was going to just wander in. Even though you can never say that with certainty, no matter where you live, there's always a chance that there's going to be crime. But we have dogs that are always barking. And for the most part, random home invasions don't just happen unless you're, you know, in some really affluent area, which we are not. So now we've moved, as I've mentioned, we've moved to Berwyn, which is a little more urban than the suburb we were in. I like it very much. My wife likes it very much. She says she walks to the train and back. She walks down down to the downtown area. She says she feels very, very secure, which is great. But every time we're in the house, she locks all the doors. And not just the handle. She locks the handle and the deadbolt. So if I go out, if I run to the corner to the grocery store and I come back, suddenly all the doors are locked. If I go out in the backyard, all the doors are locked. She's like, what are you doing? She said, well, what if somebody just comes in the house? And now I fear that she's going to have that kind of, she's going to have some backup. Because we got this going on a few blocks from the house. So I don't know. Do you lock your, well, you live in an apartment, so you probably lock it all the time. Do you lock it when you're in it?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Do you think somebody's just going to wander in?
My current building, maybe.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I believe.
Dicey?
I haven't really met my neighbors, but I know that they like to party on weekends. And I know they're having people come in, and I know they're going to the bars, and they're coming home drunk, and they're coming home loud at 2 a.m., and I don't know who they're letting in, or who is sleeping over, or who's going to stumble into the wrong door, so I keep it locked.
Okay. Now, if I'd be interested to hear, if you have a house, do you lock the doors while you're inside? Do you lock yourself in? Because my wife is treating it as if we live in an area of roaming marauders. Like, we live on the high seas, and pirates are going to be coming to our door all the time.
And remind me what floor you're on?
We just have a house, just a regular ground floor house.
Oh, yeah, I would lock that.
Would you really?
Oh, totally. I mean,
more than at night when you're... I understand. Like, if she's home alone, I get it, and she's going to be down in the basement. All right, I get that. But again, we have the dog, so I always feel safe. This is what I don't understand. Like, today, we had gone out and come back, and then I had to run to Jewel, which is about a mile from the house. Not even. So I was gone, I don't know, 15 minutes, maybe? I come back, and all the doors are locked. So now I've got my hands full of groceries, and I have to try to dig for my keys because she's locked all the doors.
You've got dogs.
Yes.
I don't have an animal, so I don't know.
Well, see, it's...
Do they bark every time?
They bark at every time.
So they're really consistent.
There's no doubt that there are two vicious dogs in this house, even though they sound vicious. There's not. They bark at the wind. They bark at squirrels. They bark at people. They bark at other dogs. They bark at the spirits of dead dogs that may be wandering through Berwyn. They're barking now because of the hostage situation.
But then do you ignore the dogs because they bark so much?
Sure.
Then what good are the dogs?
The good of the dogs is a deterrent. The dogs are not going to... If you're a marauder...
Right.
And you're going down my street, and you decide, this house looks like the house I'm going to maraud. And you come up to the door, and all of a sudden you've got two dogs slamming into the window. Are you going to go, hey, next door seems mighty quiet. Let me go maraud next door. Or are you going to say to yourself, you know what? I'm going right in here. That's it. I'm going right in this house with the barking dogs.
That's fair.
You're never going in the house with the barking dogs. Never. So.
I don't know, though. Why not? I mean, what's the harm in locking your door?
To me, it just seems overly paranoid.
Mm.
And I don't want to live like that.
Mm.
So we're getting reports now from the Berwyn Cool Kids Facebook group that the standoff is over. Now, I'm going to trust the news department more than the Berwyn Cool Kids Facebook group. Do we have any updates, Steve?
Well, I just got off the phone with a very nice lady with the Berwyn Police Department. She is not confirming this. She says, as soon as I know definitively, I will call you. But, you know, according to Cool Kids, a guy came out, nobody hurt. Still don't know what his beef is or was. But,
what's your beef?
This is not confirmed as yet by Berwyn Police, right. But hopefully it will be soon.
But it has been confirmed by the Berwyn Cool Kids Facebook group.
Yeah.
So that's... I think we can trust that as a source.
You think they got people on the scene?
I know they do. These are the Gladys Kravitzes of Facebook.
So they probably saw this guy come out and know that it's over.
Sure. I would imagine if it's being reported there, it's probably true. Because they do seem to have their thumb on the pulse of all that is happening in Berwyn. But once you get actual confirmation, we'll go with that.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be exciting. So a nice woman from the Berwyn Police Department.
Very nice.
All right. Listen, there's no reason not to be friendly.
Well,
Sunday night,
and
they
got
some action.
I said I tried to start off nice by saying, I know you're getting inundated by calls, but could you help me out? They seem to like that.
Oh, sure.
Did you see the tweet, Brian?
What tweet?
The tweet to you. Somebody tweeted in, I lock the doors all the time. A friend didn't and woke up to find a drunk teen sleeping on her couch.
Holy cow. No, I didn't see the tweet.
Yeah, so there you go. That's why. You got to have it. What if you go on grocery shopping and you would walk right in the door because your doors were unlocked and there was a drunk teen passed out on your couch?
Is it Robert Downey Jr.?
No.
Then I'm not impressed. From the 6th Reel, we lock our doors when we're inside in Palatine. My parents do in Arlington Heights, too. You're not in Mayberry, Otis. Love, Helen Crump. Sure, I know I'm not in Mayberry, but I'm also in the house. If I'm going out, if the house is going to be empty, of course I lock it, even if the dogs are there. At night when we go to bed, I lock everything up, close the windows, lock it up tight. But if the middle of the day when there's a bustle of activity.
Now, if there's some vagrant that wanders into your home, then you have to deal with them being in your home. If your door is locked, then, and they start to be a thing, then you just, they're outside.
Wow, I've been alive for a long time. No vagrants have wandered into my house.
Well, you clearly have never lived in Berwyn before.
Listen, I don't think this guy who was holding hostage wandered into somebody's house. I think this was his house.
I don't know, man.
I don't think he was like, here's a house on 18th Street. I'm taking a hostage.
I have yet to confirm that report.
All right, well, we're going to find out. Hi, Brian. I live in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. When we are home, no doors are locked. I also never lock my cars unless I have merchandise inside. I've lived in Palatine for 25 years. I never lock my doors except before I go to bed. We live in a house in Geneva from the 630. 30 years, never locked the house, never take the keys out of our car. So there you go. For every paranoid Johnson, there's people who, have absolutely no problem leaving their doors open. All right. How many houses on your block look almost exactly like yours? From the 708. Quite a few, I would imagine. I guess. Ours has some distinctive things out in the yard to set it apart from the other houses that look like ours. So I think I know where this texter is going. If somebody's drunk and they wander home in the middle of the night and they see a house that looks like theirs, maybe they come into ours by mistake. But again, the middle of the night, our doors are locked. Plus, you come up to the porch, you see the things that identify it as our house, as apart from somebody else's house. And I'm not giving those things out because I don't want people just wandering by. But I have no idea. All right, let's go to the phones. 312-981-7200. Jill is in Milwaukee. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Brian. Nice to hear you. You've been hearing you Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, my sister lives in Wauwatosa, never locks anything. I live in Milwaukee, West Dallas. I lock everything all the time. Even I had a car stolen where I live here.
Really?
Everything was locked. Yeah, I used to live in a different unit. I live in a unit the guy was in. He said, it was my dad's Delta 88. It was like 15 years ago. The guy said, three guys smashed the window and then pushed it off and stole it. Gee, thank you.
Wow, nice.
Don't call the cops or get me. So it wasn't even my car. It was my father's. Somebody liked that big bench seats and all that, but... What I was going to ask you is, are you packing? Do you got your concealed carry? Are you going to do Bruce Lee on them? What are your skills? Are you like Liam Neeson? What are you going to do when the bad guys come in?
Jill, I do have a unique set of skills. I also have two dogs, and I also have the... I have the trust in humanity that nobody's going to just wander into my house, which is probably very misplaced. We all know that I should not trust humanity.
No, humanity is not to be trusted.
But, everybody knows that, hand-to-hand, up-close combat, I am not to be trifled with.
Well, I think in one movie, didn't he attack with a book? Kill
sure.
The guy with a book or something.
Sure, I've got books. I've got all Born kinds
identity.
Of things. I've got a feather duster. I've got all sorts of weaponry in the house that could be used.
Those dogs will go right for the throat, right?
Exactly.
They'll protect you.
Thank you, Jill.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Be safe.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. All right, let's do this, and we'll get to some more of your calls, more conversation. Why? Because it's WGN.
Why almond milk might be nuts to drink. Plus, how can you clean up the Chicago River with French fries? We'll explain.
Chicago's Conversation with Rokan. Tomorrow afternoon beginning at 3 on 720 WGN.
For over 55 years, Howard Orloff Volvo has been proudly serving Chicagoland with one of the largest selections of Volvo models. At Howard Orloff Volvo, during the Volvo Wonder of Summer event, you can enjoy your first month's payment, plus up to 5 years full coverage, including wear and tear, on us. Whether you lease or finance a 2015.5 or 2016 Volvo. Right now at Howard Orloff Volvo, you can lease a new Volvo S60 for only $299 a month. Plus, get a $1,000 Volvo owner loyalty bonus when you purchase and finance a new Volvo model. Don't miss the Volvo Wonder of Summer event at Howard Orloff Volvo. Visit Howard Orloff Volvo, just off the Kennedy at Armitage, or online at orloff.com.
Plus tax, title, license, and doc fee with approved credit. Offer excludes 2016 XC90. S60, 36-month lease for $3,179 cash due at signing. No security deposit required. See dealer for details. Offer expires 7/31/15.
There are garden variety headaches. There are migraine headaches. And then there's the I'm a board member on my condo association headache. Now, it shouldn't be that way, especially if you have a property management company already in place. But if they're the source of your pain, then, hey, you've got a problem. So try this. First Community Management is here to make your job as a board member as easy as possible. Since 1998, First Community Management's professional managers, tools, and systems have worked together to take the pain out of being a condo association board member. If your association has 50 or more units, call First Community Management today for a free, no-obligation budget review. Line by line, they'll examine and analyze each expense, discovering areas where you could be saving money. Start the process at condomanagement.com, condomanagement.com, or call Ed at 312-972-6444. Relief is here with First Community Management.
Brian Noonan, WGN, we're getting a lot of texts on this locking the house controversy. I knew that I was probably in the minority, even though we have had some people saying that they too do not like their house. But we've got texts coming in and calls at 312-981-7200. That's how you get a hold of the big broadcast. From the 224, live in Antioch, got broken into last summer, cut the screen on a Saturday afternoon. Oh boy, that's not good. When I was little, according to the 757 area code, when I was little, we had a graduation party at my house for my older sister. A lot of my aunts and uncles were over. It went late and everybody got drunk. One of my uncles spent the night because he passed out in the kitchen. When he got up, he went outside to use the bathroom. And when he walked over to by the neighbor's house and started banging on the door to let us, he thought it was our house. Yeah, see, I get, that's a problem. But again, the middle of the night, my doors are locked. There's no question about that. From the 773, Brian, the short answer is Mrs. Brian is right. I spent a month on grand jury at 26 in California. We'll always keep the doors locked as a result of the learnings from the grand jury duty. Oh, boy. From the 630, I forget and leave the keys in the door. No, I don't do that. That's just tempting fate.
The thing is, with apartment buildings, a lot of times, if it buzzes, a lot of people just let the people in because they assume it's maybe a delivery or whatever.
Well, sure. I would imagine, yes. All right. I will grant you that apartment living is different than house living.
Yeah, I think apartments, you should always lock it.
Sure, because, as you said, you've got more people in a close proximity wandering around.
Yeah, even if it's three stories.
Yeah, there's not a lot of people wandering around my neighborhood.
Well, you don't know that.
Well, I do when I'm home.
Well, maybe they're wandering around when you're not home.
Well, when I'm not, they're locked.
Ah, fair. Yes.
See, here's the thing. I'm not an idiot. I do lock my doors. I lock my doors when we leave the house, and I lock my doors at night when we go to bed. And somebody said they always are amazed at people who don't leave their lights on. We leave like a porch light on, and we have some motion lights in the back, but other than that, I don't want to live where I feel I have to walk in the door and lock it right behind me because somebody's going to run in. There's nobody running in. Stuart is in South Beloit. Hi, Stuart.
Hi, how you doing today?
I am well, thank you.
I got a 35-year-old story that we still laugh about today. A buddy of mine, senior year of high school, we all went to a party. He went home a little bit buzzed, and his parents never locked the door. So he went what he thought was home, but he went to the neighbor's house, and I guess they didn't lock their door either. And he passed out on the couch. About 4 or 5 hours later, middle of the night, he gets up. He's going to throw up. He runs into what he thought was his bathroom.
it was their laundry room, realized where he was, threw up in their washing machine,
nice.
And then went home, thought he got away with it until the next morning when the neighbor came by with his wallet that had fallen out of his pocket in the couch where he was sleeping and made him come over and clean out their washing machine.
Well, sure, he has
and,
to get the
needless
out.
To say, he got into a little bit of trouble with the parents, and we still laugh about that 35 years later.
Because it's funny. And thankfully, nothing more serious than vomiting in a washing machine happened. But
that's
why you lock it at night, Stuart. Right? You lock
exactly
your door at
right,
night
huh?
so somebody doesn't vomit in your washing machine.
I live in South Beloit. You know what? Sometimes I don't, and sometimes I've left my keys in the door, too, accidentally. But
see, and everything turned out fine, didn't it?
Good thing I didn't give you my address, right?
Exactly, right, because I'd be over there right now, Stuart. You know that. I got to get out of here.
Head no, there ain't South nothing Beloit. Here you want.
All right. Thanks, Stuart.
Have
take it
night.
Easy. Bye-bye. From the 414, a friend who lived... Oh, I just jumped. Friend who lived in Barrington had his home broken into while his family was in the yard. Always lock your house and car. See, that just seems... Boy, I live in Lakeview, and my apartment was broken into in the middle of the night by someone that worked for the apartment and came in with the master key. Oh, my goodness. Raped and attacked. Doesn't matter if you lock your door or not. People will get in if they want. Wow. That is a horrible story. Horrible. So, then you have to put on extra. You got to put on the chain lock or the bar or something, even if there is a deadbolt, just for that extra security. Let's go to Mark in St. Charles. Hi, Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We are well, thanks.
Good, thanks for having me on.
Sure.
I think you're thinking too much into all this. I kind of compare it to the way I do around my house is just when you get in your car, you put your seatbelt on. When you get out and go to a grocery store, you just hit your lock and lock the door. It's nothing that you really think about so much. It's just you don't know when you're going to be at that door again. So instead of making the trip in the middle of the night or before you go to bed, making sure all the doors are locked, just have them locked behind you.
Well, here's the problem, and that makes sense, Mark, and I appreciate the call. Thanks very much. That does make a lot of sense, except for the fact that we've all locked ourselves out of the house now since we've moved in. I had to break a window. My wife has not locked herself out, but she locked my daughter out by mistake. My daughter got locked out the other day and had to sit out front for over an hour until my wife got home. I broke the window within the first couple of days. So we've all locked ourselves out. So locking the door while you're there can lead to a lot of issues. All right, one more quick call from Sophie. She is driving, hopefully using a hands-free device, Sophie.
Brian, two words for you. Lori Gahan. She walked into that house in Winnetka, May 20th, 1988, killed that kid because the front door was open.
Here's
how you prevent getting locked out like we do at our house. The handle of the door,
right?
That lock is never locked. That lock doesn't even work. To lock the house, we must use the upper lock, the deadbolt with a key.
Well, see, yeah.
But if the door shuts, it doesn't lock me out.
See, but they lock both. That's the problem. So if they lock the handle and the deadbolt, and so we are.
You can't do both.
I know. That's how we've gotten locked out.
But Lori Dan, sad, but that's the way it was.
Yeah, but how many Lori Dan incidents are there? There's always we can
how
always
many does
find
it
one.
Take though?
Well, I guess it unfortunately took one in that instance.
I mean that was, you know, a bright sunny day, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, something like that.
Sure. Well,
I don't know.
But
I locked the door.
All right, well, Sophie, I appreciate it. Drive safely.
All right.
We got to do this because that's what we got to do. We got to take a break. On the other side of the news, we're going to get into something else. Ladies, I need your input on this, and gentlemen, I will as well. Read a very interesting essay by a young woman who said that by the time she got into college, she stopped shaving her legs. I want to know how you feel about this. Ladies, would you do this? Do you feel put upon by men that you have to conform to some sort of standard that we impose on you? So many things to talk about. We'll do it on the other side of the news right here on 720 WGN.
It's a Chicago treasure. Our town's iconic deli is undergoing some changes.
The fourth generation of the Raskin family is now running Manny's. And we'll tell you all about what's new at 1:35.
So
Dr. Rod Marciano tomorrow, noon to 3.
On Chicago's very own
720 WGN.
Here's a breaking medical legal alert. Attention, users of the diabetes drug Actos. If you or a loved one has taken Actos, then develop bladder cancer, or if a loved one has died from bladder cancer after taking Actos, you may be entitled to significant financial compensation from the pharmaceutical giants who made these drugs. Our experienced attorneys are dedicated to help you get the money you're entitled to, but time may be running out on this opportunity, so you must call today. The information is free. There are no fees unless we win your case. If you or a loved one has developed bladder cancer or something worse after taking the diabetes drug Actos, call right now and learn your legal rights. This is an advertisement not valid in all states. I am a paid non-attorney spokesperson. Call the Tort Attorneys 24/7 right now. 800-452-1789. 800-452-1789. That's 800-452-1789.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-489-1397 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-489-1397. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-489-1397. 1-800-489-1397. 1-800-489-1397.
7.
Ladies, would you ever stop shaving your legs? We'll talk about that on the other side of the news. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. The news is sponsored by Papa John's Pizza at 7 o'clock. Here's Steve Ruxton.
It's cloudy, 80 degrees at O'Hare. There's word that that barricade situation in Berwyn is over, but that development's still not officially confirmed by Berwyn police. We're getting reports that the man walked out of the house without incident. Earlier, WGN Television reporting that a man barricaded himself in a home on the corner of 18th and Clinton at about noon. Police and a SWAT team had apparently surrounded the home for hours. Police say the man had been acting erratically, and when they arrived, they found four members of his family outside. They weren't hurt. Family member told Channel 9 that the man was drunk. Agencies throughout Illinois are scrambling to pay bills and keep offices running while the squabble over a state budget continues in Springfield. Chairman of the Regional Transportation Authority, Kirk Dillard, says finding money is a real challenge.
We have about $800 million that Springfield owes us for capital projects, not operations, but infrastructure capital projects, and they only have the money for $200 million.
Dillard spoke to WGN's Rick Pearson this morning on the Sunday Spin program. Senator Joe Manchin says he's leaning very on a nuclear deal because the alternative would be war. The West Virginia Democrat telling CBS's Face the Nation that he's not ready to send Americans into harm's way again until, quote, people in that part of the world want to clean up their own messes. Hillary Clinton addressing climate change today at a campaign event in Carroll, Iowa.
Well, I'm not a scientist either. I'm just a grandmother with two eyes and a brain, and I know we're facing a huge problem from climate change.
Clinton also telling the crowd that incomes need to rise to help the U.S. economy. Pot apparently getting a lot more popular in the United States. The Sun-Times reporting that according to a new Gallup poll, 44% of Americans say they've tried marijuana. Now, that's the highest percentage to admit cannabis use since Gallup started asking the question back in 1969. At that time, just 4% of Americans polled admitted to pot use. Looks like Chicago-area-based McDonald's may be shaking up its strategy. WGN's Susan Berkus has more.
Oakbrook-based McDonald's announced disappointing second-quarter earnings last week, but hopes that new initiatives will put them back in positive territory. McDonald's plans to open more than 100 restaurants along the Autobahn in Germany, and according to the Wall Street Journal, they may start serving breakfast all day, although spokesperson Lisa McComb would not confirm a start date for the service. Susan Berkus, WGN News.
McDonald's has been testing the idea of an all-day breakfast since March. We'll get a look at sports traffic and weather coming up on WGN.
Doc, you gotta give it to me straight.
All right.
Because I'm dying here. I mean, take a look at this letter from the IRS.
Oh, my.
This is killing me, Doc. I tell you, it's killing me.
Cheer up, my friend.
Huh?
The tax doctor is here. My diagnosis tells me that you're going to be just fine.
Really?
The tax doctor will not rest until we find you the best possible tax settlement.
Really, Doc?
Guaranteed.
If the IRS claims you owe them $10,000 or more in business or personal back taxes, call a tax doctor right now. We could save you up to 75% if you qualify. Guaranteed or you pay nothing. Call right now for free details. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359.
This here's a song about doggies. And if they ever decide to run off, get the official pet license ID at mypetdmv.com. If you got a boxer or a schnauzer, just listen to the end announcer. Or a pug or a poodle or a Siberian husky. Go to mypetdmv.com.
Mypetdmv.com. Just in case your pet gets carded.
It's important to plan ahead for emergencies, like the storm. When it kicked in, we had a plan. We were able to get in touch with each other in no time.
Idea how to find each other.
The whole experience was fine.
Was the most frightening 10 hours of my life.
If there's one piece of advice I'd offer other moms out there, it's to stay calm and keep to the plan.
Some parents plan ahead. Some don't. Make sure you know where to find your family in an emergency. Start your plan at ready.gov. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're invited to the 2015 Gold Coast Grub Crawl, Wednesday, July 29th. Big night of small bites and trend-setting drinks in the Gold Coast to benefit brain tumor research. The Gold Coast Grub Crawl will bring food lovers together to sample dishes and drinks from Chicago's top restaurants. 100% of proceeds benefit the Northwestern Brain Tumor Institute of the Robert H. Lurie Comprehensive Cancer Center. 2015 Gold Coast Grub Crawl, Wednesday, July 29th. Few tickets remain. Get your tickets today. Google Gold Coast Grub Crawl for more info.
WGN Sports, the Sox sweeping Cleveland, winning today 2-1. The Cubs, however, swept by the Phillies, losing today 11-5. Britain's Chris Froome winning his second Tour de France in 3 years. WGN traffic now with Victor Giorgio.
Well, as we were talking earlier, that incident in Berwyn is still going on. We're going to, we'll keep you posted, as Steve already said. We'll check it out, but keep avoiding the area at 18th between Home and Oak Park Avenue. The rest of the highways, Edens, Kennedy, Stevenson, Eisenhower look good. Your Dan Ryan still stop and go from before 51st Street down to 35th. Vehicle, two right lanes. About 20 minutes from 95th, and outbound is fine. No problems with Lakeshore Drive. And if you're over in Indiana, keep in mind over at 8094 at Route 421, there's still an accident there. Nick DiGiorgio, WGN Traffic Central.
Here's a forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center for tonight. Mostly cloudy, low about 71. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine, a high near 80. And then Monday night, partly cloudy with a low about 71. 79 at O'Hare, 80 at Midway, 80 in Naperville, Chicago's Lakefront 73, and we have a heat index right now of 81. Next news coming your way at 7:30 or when news breaks and at WGNradio.com. I'm Steve Ruxton on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Two of the big broadcast on 720 WGN. I'm Brian Noonan. We're here till 9 o'clock, and then it is After Hours with Rick Kogan. All right, still getting a lot of texts about the locking the doors, people suggesting all kind of things, push-button locks and all of that. I will take those all into consideration. And it seems to be, there seems to be a lot more people who do lock their doors when they're in the house, but there are quite a number of people who do not. So, you know, do what you want. It's, listen, I'm not here to tell you what to do. I will say this is interesting. I saw this article the other day. It was an essay by a young woman named Susanna Weiss, and it was titled Why I Will Never Shave My Legs Again. And she talks about how when she was a kid and she went to camp for the first time, she and the other girls at camp would have shaving parties where they would sit out on the back porch and they'd get, you know, buckets of suds and they'd shave their legs. But she watched these because she was too young. And then she started thinking about shaving her legs, and she started doing it when she was in high school and never felt comfortable shaving her legs. She said, and I quote the article, back then it was a given that I would shave my legs one day. The question was only when. I took it for granted as if hairless legs were a biological characteristic of the adult female that I would unveil by removing the unsightly hair clouding my true nature. The problem was shaving my legs never felt natural. I don't remember quite when I started, but it was around 13. The smoothness and pleasant cold feeling when I first pulled the sheets over my legs was nice, but there was a longer period afterwards where my legs felt prickly to the touch. She goes on to say, I put up with the physical discomfort of shaving all the way until college because I couldn't tolerate the potential social discomfort of having legs that stood out. The more I became aware of the excessive standards our society imposes upon women's appearances, I grew angry that something as benign as body hair had caused me so much concern. And I wondered about this, because I'm married, my wife shaves her legs. I don't think I'm talking out of school to say that. I think a majority of women shave their legs and shave under their... All the women I've known in my life have shaved their legs and shaved their armpits. Is it because society deems it such? I guess. Now, I know... See, and this is where I'm torn on this, or I get worried about talking about this, because women are under a different set of rules for personal appearance than guys are. You know, yes, there are guys take care of themselves, guys work out, guys dress well and groom well. But overall, we can be hairy. We can be, you know, a little out of shape and still do very well. Whereas women are held to this other standard. And I see it with my daughter. She also shaves her legs, and, you know, I've seen her with big cuts on her leg, I've seen how awful it is at points to have to do this. But does it make me superficial to say, boy, I think it would be weird to have my wife or my daughter stop shaving? Now, I'm just being honest. And I don't, maybe it's because that's what we're used to. Now, I'm sure in other cultures where women don't shave, it's just the norm. And I don't feel like I'm oppressing women by thinking they should shave. I don't think it's a deal breaker, I guess, but it's odd. Let's see what this, but I want to know from you, ladies, do you feel pressure to shave? Have you given into it and just said, you know what? No, I'm not going to do it anymore. I have a texter from the 773 who chimed in very early. I can't remember the last time I shaved my legs. I am 40 and happily married. I also rarely shave my armpits. I am a human with hair and feel no need to shave unless it's super hot outside. P.S. I also have tattooed arms and dreadlocks. Peace. Love ya. So I don't know if the tattoos and the dreadlocks go shaving. I don't put the, you know, I think they're mutually exclusive. You don't have, you know, you can not shave and, or you could have dreadlocks and tattoos and still shave, whatever you want to do. But I'm not, I don't know if they necessarily go together. Maybe they do. Going back to Susanna Weiss's essay, the ideal of smooth legs was about pleasing men, not pleasing myself. She says, though some women have told me that they shave to please themselves and they should be able to make that choice without judgment as well. After all, men were never considered gross or unclean for having much more body hair than I did. And I get, see, I know I'm going to sound shallow, but I think it's nice to see nice, smooth legs on a lady because that's how I've grown up. That's the norm in this country. Now, if things change and all the ladies, if you all decided one day, you know, this is it, we're not shaving our legs anymore, we're going to let things grow. I'm betting most of you aren't going to get quite as hairy as a lot of the guys I see. You know, my legs are very hairy. My wife has never asked me to shave them. Thank goodness. She goes on to say, I've stopped shaving once and for all around my junior year of college, and surprisingly, nobody objected. One boyfriend even told me he liked my natural legs because they showed I thought for myself rather than blindly following conventions. When I mentioned I sometimes felt self-conscious about my legs, another boyfriend said it would be ridiculous for him to take issue with legs that were far less hairy than his. Huh. Well, there you go. So, ladies, I need to hear from you. And guys, I need to hear from you too. Be honest. I've already been honest. And if it puts me in the crosshairs, no pun intended, so be it. Cody, let's you be honest. If your lady friend were all of a sudden to stop shaving her legs, would that throw you?
Yeah.
Not that you dump her or send her away, but it would be odd, wouldn't it?
I don't know if odd is the right word.
Well, because, I mean, if we've all grown up in a society where that's what women do. And is it an oppressive male standard that we're inflicting on our women? I don't think so, really. But maybe, no, it's not. Come on. You can choose. Nobody's forcing you to shave your
legs.
That's
the thing. No one's forcing you to do it. And if you don't want to do it, then you have to be okay with the fact that a lot of guys are not going to be into you.
Now, going back to you, would there be a discussion? Would you say, hey, what's going on? This is different.
I would not be pleased.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for being honest.
And there would be communication because, that's right. What a good relationship has, I hear, is communication.
What, would you just leave one of those Venus razors on her pillow?
I would not.
Go, hey, baby.
I would not be
what
passive.
Is this? Did you just get her some Nair? Spray it on her when she's walking by? Just like an ambush? That's what I'd do. I'd just wait. I'd lurk in the shadows. And then when my wife was lounging with her legs up, I would run over quickly and spray them with Nair.
Yeah.
Because, I know my wife is... slept next to a Sasquatch for 25 years almost. I am quite hairy. I shed like a Bichon Frise.
But, I mean, men have to do the same kind of thing, right? Like, some women, maybe they don't shave their legs. They have to be okay with the fact that maybe they're only going to be attractive to men who don't mind about that.
Right.
I'm a lot of men are in the same situation. Some men may not want to spend a half a year's salary or whatever it is on an engagement ring and a wedding ring. And they got to be okay with the fact that some women, that's not going to fly.
Right.
They just got to be – that's how I am. I'm cheap. My girlfriend knows about the question. It's not going to be a
– If you can't get that ring with a crane at the arcade, she's not getting it.
Exactly. Yeah, there's not going to be a $10,000 rocket, but that's the kind of girl I want, So that's how that works. But there are a lot of girls out there who, if I didn't, spend five figures on some to put on her hand, she wouldn't go for it. But, whatever.
Texter from the 219, if there's any man out there that don't believe women should shave their... See, now should, that's where I... Well, I'll finish the text and then that women should shave their legs and armpits. Just Google the Madonna pictures from years ago with her hairy pits. Now, see, I'm not saying that a woman should. I'm saying that's what I prefer because that's what I'm grown up with. That's the aesthetic that is pleasing to me. Now, if a woman chooses not to, that's fine. But there will be a number of people who don't, who aren't as open to it as perhaps Susanna Weiss's former boyfriends that she quotes in this article. Let's go to the phones, 312-981-7200. That's the phone number. That's the text number. That's how Carol got a hold of us. She's in Chicago. Hi, Carol.
Hi there, Brian. This is really interesting. I'm in my late 60s. In my 30s, I stopped shaving my legs. Part of it was when I learned that European women didn't do that or women in other cultures didn't
right.
do that. And over the years, it seems to me that our culture wants women to be more like girls, wants them skinny like girls, wants them hairless like girls, so that on some level it feels like that kind of thing, shaving legs, infantilizes women.
Really? I'm not of that mindset. I don't see shaving the legs as you looking more like a girl because young girls have hair on their legs because they don't shave. So that's, it's not till a girl gets to be in high school or after puberty that they usually start shaving. When they're infants and little girls, that's when they do have hair.
Yeah, I get, right. No, I understand. It's not like girls are hairless. But I think that as women, you know, come into their womanhood and start to get, you know, hairier all over their body, I think they are more like women than young girls. That's all. And I do think it is just a cultural thing. And I opted not to play along.
And can I ask, Carol, how when you decided to make that change and you opted not to play along, as you put it, did you meet with any sort of resistance? Did people, your friends or even potential mates say, hey, what's going on there? What kind of choice did you make?
I don't think anyone even noticed, Brian, to tell you the truth.
Well, see, and that's just it. Some women are not, you know, as I said, I'm very hairy. But most women are not, I'm guessing, not going to have that kind of hair where they'd walk down and, you know, brush fires would be starting because their hairs would be rubbing together.
Yeah, I really don't think anyone noticed, men or women.
And now it's been 30 years, so who cares at this point, right, Carol?
Absolutely.
Very good. Well, thanks for the call.
Brian.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay. Joyce is in Champaign. Hi, Joyce.
Hi, Brian. You know, I think women started shaving their legs about the time they started showing them off in silk stockings and later in nylons, later in pantyhose. Have you ever seen a woman in pantyhose with hairy legs?
I have, and I'm going to be honest, Joyce, I did not enjoy it. I'm not going to lie to you. It was hideous.
Strange sight.
Yes. Now, that's a good theory. It makes a lot of sense, too. Because I'm sure pioneers didn't care one way or another how hairy they were.
No, of course not. You know, when the women wore long dresses and whatever, they were all au naturel, you know?
Exactly. All right.
All right.
Thank you for the call. There are a lot of painless ways to remove hair. That's a text from the 708. Let's take a break. We'll get to some more of your calls, more of your text. Talking about this young woman's article that said she does not shave her legs. Guys, how would you respond to it? And ladies, have you made this decision? Like Carol said, she just decided to opt out of the playbook. She was not going to cotton to this anymore. She was going to let herself just live all natural. All right. 312-981-7200. That's how you get a hold of us. It's Brian Noonan, WGN.
We are weather nerds.
Some very dangerous storms will be moving through the Chicago area.
And severe weather hits, we like talking about
it. Big story at this hour, the weather.
Hearing about it.
Tennis ball size hail.
Tina, you drove through this?
A couple times I thought for sure my windshield was going to be cracked.
And telling you about it.
Cloud tops to 60,000 feet. The storms are moving southeastward.
In the most basic way we can.
Radar, incoming.
What'd you say, Steve?
Another warning for Will County now. We all shout to one another around here.
And severe weather hits, learn about it on 720 WGN.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors. Don't spend one more day worrying. Call Family Financial now. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. And if you call today, you will receive a free financial analysis. Call now. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. Not available in all states. Not a loan company.
The experience of luxury, the desire for an open road. You choose your own destination. Experience Joe Rizza Acura in Orland Park. At Joe Rizza Acura, you'll get exceptional savings, second to none. Right now, lease a new 2015 Acura TLX for just $299 a month. Or browse hundreds of luxury pre-owned options, each one hand-picked to provide an experience unlike any other dealership. Feel the care our dedicated staff provides. Our Acura specialists are expertly trained to ensure you find the perfect luxury fit for your lifestyle. Experience our technologically advanced Acura dealership with state-of-the-art facilities. Live a life of luxury unique to you and you alone. And drive an Acura for less than you think. Only at Joe Rizza Acura in Orland Park. Visit us at RizzaAcura.com to browse our extensive inventory. Payments plus tax, better license, and documents. 36-month lease, closing in lease. $2,799 new assignment. See dealer details. Offer expires August 6, 2015.
Six.
Learn how real Chicagoans live, the day-to-day struggles and successes with health, fitness, and food. Watch Chicago Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on WGN-TV. We're talking about shaving your legs, ladies. It's all because Susanna Weiss wrote a little essay for Yahoo Health. And I found it very interesting. As the father of a daughter and the husband of a wife, both who shaved their legs, Susanna went on to say why she didn't. She did say that she's decided not to date men because they answered in the affirmative to the OKCupid question, do you think women have an obligation to keep their legs shaved? One great barometer of how much a man respects women is whether he believes they have an obligation to look aesthetically pleasing to him. I asked a guy to explain why he answered yes to that question. He responded, it's unappealing and uncomfortable if I'm sleeping with them. I'm still scratching my head over that last reason. If it's uncomfortable to brush up against somebody with body hair, why doesn't he shave? I don't know. That's just not how it is. You know, and I don't think a woman is obligated to do anything. You can do whatever you want. For me, I prefer a woman to shave her legs, only because that's all I've known. If I grew up in Russia, it probably wouldn't be an issue. If I grew up anywhere else in Europe, if I grew up in another country or in another culture, but I'm unapologetically on the side of ladies shaving their legs. 312-981-7200. Paula's in Waukegan. Hi, Paula.
Hi, Ryan.
So what do you think?
Well, I'm an African-American woman, 55 years old. I have never shaved my legs, and I have never known any of my friends, any of my mother, anybody that shaved their legs.
Really?
I think, yes, because I think maybe because our skin is darker, the hair doesn't show up that much.
Okay.
But growing up, I mean, I'm sure they probably do now because it's accepted. It's expected, but I have never known anybody to shave their legs.
Ask you about it, or just how it is?
Never. And men never say anything about it.
Well, see, and then I guess it's not an issue. And that's the thing. If you've never done it, it's not an issue. And if you've never met any resistance, it's not an issue. I've always known women who shave their legs. My mom, every woman I have ever known in my life has always shaved their legs. So that's why it struck me as a little bit odd. Well, Paula, I appreciate the call. Thanks very much.
Okay, bye.
Take care. From the 847, I wouldn't think about not shaving. I just keep a razor in the shower and run it over my legs daily. No big deal. Somebody correcting me, I made a reference that I was not a Bichon Frise. Bichons, I guess, don't shed. I was talking about shedding, me shedding, and I used a dog reference that just popped into my head. And yeah, I know you weren't listening, Cody, but somebody corrected me. As is, that's fine. The only time I didn't shave my legs, this from the 847. The only time I didn't shave my legs was during the Blackhawks playoffs. That's from Annette in Belvedere. P.S. I wore pants the whole time. Sure, in order to show off those hairy stumps. Now, I know women who in the winter don't shave their legs because they just wear pants and it's warmer. Somebody here said, I'm 60, the hair on my legs is blonde, and so you can't see it, here it is from the 815. My hair on the legs is transparent, I'm blonde and cute, and I'm 60, and I look 40. Score for Bridget of Belvedere. Wow, all right. 60, she looks 40, she's got transparent legs, leg hair. Sounds like a catch. Would you go with a woman with transparent leg hair, Cody?
No.
No, you gotta be slick.
Yeah, it's about the feel.
I want the Carrie Underwood real oily legs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they don't have to be oily.
Do you?
But I know the women lotion them up.
Do you know where the practice of men shaving their faces comes from?
No.
Really?
Do you?
Interesting history, yeah. World.
Well, hold on. Are we going to have some edutainment?
We're going to have some edutainment.
Drop it on me.
All right. It actually was popularized in World War I because soldiers were required to shave in order to fit gas masks on their faces.
Is that right?
And so when war heroes came back from World War I, they all had clean shaven faces, and they're on the news and the press,
right,
and everything. And so women started to find that attractive. So by the 60s, it was everybody. It was really popular.
Right.
And then since
then, the
since,
dirty hippies came along and ruined it.
Yeah, yeah. Then beards came back, and then I went to Wicker Park Fest yesterday and saw more bearded disgustingness. And you know, there were a bunch of studies done that some beards contain more bacteria than a bathroom floor.
I saw that. I read that, and then those were debunked.
Oh, were they?
Yeah. But I still wouldn't wear one.
Well, I mean, it's and I read into it a bit. It's not like every single one is that disgusting, but they do retain more bacteria than a clean-shaven face.
Are you fixated on the beard because of the beard we just saw walk past the Showcase studio?
No, that was a crazy random happenstance.
All right, that beard, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, this beard, imagine a goatee that was allowed to grow to about, I'm not exaggerating now, 8 inches. And then another 6 inches, would you say, of a braid at the end. So it was a full kind of a chinny chin beard coming down probably 5 to 6 inches. And then there was another 5 to 6 inches of a rat tail braid coming out of the bottom of it. It was insanity.
I wasn't sure whether to be impressed or whether that was bestowed upon him by Beelzebub.
It was some sort of demonic look.
It was rough.
Because his head was shaved and he had the big gauges in his ears, you know, the big earrings.
Oh, God, those
like
are so disgusting.
Right. So this
They're
guy,
so gross.
This guy was saying, look at me, and then if you look at him, then he would be very upset that you looked at him. Why are you looking at me? Because you are an oddity, my friend. Because the sideshow must have let out, and I didn't even know the carnival was in town. And here you are. You should be balancing on a ball or spinning a plate over your head or swallowing a sword. You're out of your mind.
Or sacrificing something.
Sure, you could sacrifice a goat if that's more to your pleasure.
I think that's what he was going to go do in a Hawaiian shirt, no less.
He could be. He looked like he had a livestock in a bag. He was carrying a burlap sack that was, and I don't think he was going to say knives.
Mm.
So, you know. Do you get that one?
Nope.
No? Oh, all right. We'll let people get it. We'll do this, and then it'll be news time. It's WGN.
This weekend on WGN Radio Theater.
X minus one.
Carl Amari brings you more of the great moments of the golden age of radio.
I'm Ollie Soap. Your beauty hope and Luster Cream Shampoo bring you Our Miss Brooks, starring Eve Arden.
Wrap up your weekend with the great memories of WGN Radio Theater.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Tonight at 11 on 720 WGN.
The best room in your house this summer isn't a room at all. It's your deck. From the cup of coffee when you wake to firing up the grill in the evening, your deck becomes the most lived space in your home. Make it everything you want it to be with a visit from Deck Tech. Deck Tech uses an oil-based sealer which penetrates deep into your deck's wood fibers, preventing your deck from cracking and splitting. Your deck will be restored to its natural beauty so you can start hosting summer parties and enjoying all that summer has to offer. Call Deck Tech now for your free, no-hassle estimate. No time to meet with a representative? No problem. There's no need to be home. Deck Tech will gladly leave behind your estimate along with their informational brochure. Call now and mention this ad to receive a $50 discount. Call 1-800-956-DECK. That's 1-800-956-3325. Or visit RestoreYourDeck.com. Deck Tech. They've got the tech to restore your deck.
1-800-956-DECK.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is, you can get past this, but you must act right now. Call National Foreclosure Defense right now at 800-516-3405, 800-516-3405. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call right now. 800-516-3405. 800-516-3405. Call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now. 800-516-3405.
The 847 on fire with this shaving topic. We'll get to these real quick. Hi, Brian from the 847. Choosing to shave your legs and armpits, it's total. Choosing not to shave your legs and armpits, it's total laziness and it's gross to see. From another number in the 847, women have a responsibility to themselves and to one another to be the best we can be at all times. So I'm guessing this is a woman texting. I don't know. This includes personal achievement, appearance, and hygiene. When women appear unkempt and inaccomplished, it's bad for all women. My grandma shaves her face. That's from James at Elk Grove. Let your eyebrows and your mustache grow too. I don't know if they always stop. Maybe talking about a woman or me. So there you go. We'll see if there's anything else. No. All right. Let's do this. And then, oh my goodness, because we have some extra time tonight, we're going down to Florida because the file is full of Florida news. Let's get to that in a minute. But right now, it's a little after 7:30 on 720 WGN. This report of news is sponsored by Lindemann Chimney Company. Here's Steve Ruxton.
A West Side man has been sentenced to a decade in federal prison for forcing teenage girls into prostitution. Tribune says 31-year-old Arnell Chase Misher lured girls ages 13, 16, and 17 engage in sex with men for money during the summer of 2012. Police are investigating a fatal car crash in Zion early this morning as a homicide. Tribune reporting that shots were fired just after midnight and then the driver of an SUV crashed near 26th Street and Galilee Avenue. Lake County Coroner's Office says a 30-year-old male driver from Zion was dead at the scene. Turkey says it's facing threats to its security and has requested a meeting of NATO's decision-making body to discuss them. As a result, the North Atlantic Council will convene on Tuesday. Turkey says it will inform its allies about its airstrikes targeting Islamic State militants in Syria and also Kurdish rebels in Iraq. We'll get a look at sports, traffic, and weather coming up on WGN.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 800-881-1672. 800-881-1672. 800-881-1672. Call right now. 800-881-1672.
Breaking news that impacts your country.
No probable cause exists.
Your city.
We have managed to control this crowd.
Your family.
A lot of downed trees, power lines.
That's why WGN News is on more hours each weekday than anyone else. In the air.
Both outbound and inbound flights impacted.
We'll go back to the fire to show you what's going on out there.
On the ground.
That's the very latest here on the city's southwest side.
Morning, midday, evening, 9. WGN-TV News is breaking news.
Hey, this is Mike Ditka. I'm asking you to combat vision loss by getting treatment at the Chicago Lighthouse World-Class Rehabilitation Center. Our highly recommended doctors can assist individuals of all ages with reduced vision caused by any eye disease, either congenital or acquired. For your convenience, there are satellite clinics located in Glenview, Elk Grove Village, Flossmoor, Northwestern Memorial Hospital, and our newest site, Trade Winds in Merrillville, Indiana. To make an appointment, call 312-997-3686.
WGN Sports, a four-game sweep of Cleveland by the Sox. Sox beating the Indians today 2-1. The Cubs in bad shape against the Phillies. They were swept, losing today 11-5. And Britain's Chris Froome winning his second Tour de France in 3 years. WGN traffic now with Dick DeGiorgio.
All right, now we're just watching an accident on 394 just south of Exchange, so heads up there. Also, the earlier accident on the Dan Ryan inbound between 51st and at 35th, where that overturned vehicle was, they've cleared that up. So pretty much almost back to normal. Edens, Kennedy, Eisenhower, all moving at the posted speed limit. No problems with the Dan Ryan now. Lakeshore Drive is good. Just Watch out for the road work over in Indiana coming westbound back in Chicago. Nick DiGiorgio, WGN Traffic Central.
Here's the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low about 71. Tomorrow, beautiful day. Lots of sunshine, high about 80. And then Monday night, partly cloudy, a low about 71. Right now, 79 at O'Hare, 80 at Midway. Chicago's lakefront, 73. Lake Michigan water temperature, also 73. Next news, 8 o'clock or when news breaks, and at WGNradio.com. I'm Steve Ruxton on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Brian Noonan on 720 WGN. One texter telling me to take a stand. That I was too passive on the shaving issue. You must not have heard me when I said that I want my women to shave their legs. That's it. I find it more pleasing. That's the dealio, Lucilio. All right. My, oh my. Now, you may be thinking, hey, you haven't mentioned Karen coming in and answering our legal questions at 8 o'clock. That's because Karen's on vacation. So she will not be here answering your legal questions. I would answer your legal questions, but the answers would be completely erroneous and probably end up with you either losing your lawsuit, losing your freedom, or losing your children. So I will not be answering any legal questions tonight. Would that be correct? We will be discussing a legal story, though, after 8 o'clock. You may have heard this if you are a wrestling fan. We'll talk a little bit about Hulk Hogan after 8 o'clock. But right now, because it is what we like to do occasionally on Sunday nights, especially when the file gets very thick, it's time to head south. That was the cue.
Come to Florida and die.
All the good stories come from Florida. It's America's trailer park. You know that.
Woo!
Uh-oh. Brian sees some blips on his Floridar. Get ready to go from classy to trashy. This is Florida News.
Woo!
Woo! Oh, the nature boy. You still have not gotten him to come in and do that live, Cody, and I find that very disconcerting.
Working on it.
Are you really?
No.
No. That's a shame.
Would you like me to?
If he's in town, I'd love to have him come in and do it live.
All right.
I think it would be funny to just have Ric Flair sitting there and not interview him at all. Just wait so he can do that live.
Okay.
All right.
I'll see what I can do.
Thank you.
I don't think he's under a legend contract.
Is that all right? I don't know what that
it's
means.
It's a WWE pays their retired performers to keep them on their payroll.
Was he in WWE at the end? Is he still wrestling?
I saw his last match at WrestleMania 24 in Orlando.
Did you really?
I did.
In Orlando?
Yeah.
You were there?
Yeah, it was at WrestleMania 24 against the legendary Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
He must have lost to Shawn Michaels.
Gave him a sweet chin music right in the face.
Is
boom.
That right?
1, 2, 3, laid him out.
Who did? Shawn Michaels
yeah.
did?
Or, yeah, Shawn Michaels
laid
won.
Out the...
The Nature Boy the Nature was Boy. No more.
Wow. And that's how he went out.
That's how
as
he
a
went
punk.
Out. Yeah.
Went out punked by the Heartbreak Kid.
Man.
Unbelievable.
He broke many hearts that evening.
He did. Wow. And many a heart was crushed that night.
Yes.
Not Bret Hart. He was out anyway.
Correct. He was, yeah. He was.
Not his brother who fell from the roof.
Owen
fell from the ceiling.
Yeah, that was rough.
Some rigging. That was rough.
That was not good.
But the show must go on, as Vince McMahon said. And the show did go on.
It did. I watched that pay-per-view as well.
Yeah, that was
weird.
That was weird. Hey, one of your big stars just died. Yeah, listen, we got pay-per-view. Roll it.
And the main event comes up. You're like, what? And then the Undertaker was a bad guy. Undertaker beat Austin anyway. And it was the crowd not only had to see that horrifying thing, but then the bad guy won the main event.
It just seems awful. You think you would have flipped the script at that point.
Right, you'd think.
Speaking of the bad guy winning, an elderly couple, well, this is the bad guy hopefully did not win in this story. Who hasn't, though, at some point wanted to turn the hose on somebody? An elderly couple who recently moved to West Del Rey was sprayed with a water hose by an irate neighbor, according to Palm Beach Sheriff's deputies. Isaac Camachero, 84, and his 81-year-old wife had moved into their condo and were trying to get to his car as his neighbor, Paul Cataldo, 42, was spraying a hose and doing some renovations to a condo. Camachero asked if the neighbor could turn the water off to let them pass, but Cataldo refused. An argument ensued. Really, you're going to argue with an 84-year-old man about the hose? Just turn off the water for a minute, idiot. Argument ensued. It led to the Cataldo's arrest on Monday on battery on a person over age 65 and a battery charge. Oh, I didn't know there was a special crime if you batter the elderly. That's why before I punch a guy, I always ask how old you are. How old are you? I'm 64. Pop! I'm 67. All right. On your way. On your way, sir. Let's see. I think the guy was so aggressive and so macho, Comerchero said. An argument happened. A deputy was dispatched after a bystander reported a very aggressive argument happening at the top of his condo stairwell. The people have no right to get in my way. Talk about a guy who just hates his life. You're spraying the wall of a condo building in Delray Beach, West Delray. And these old people just want to go by. And yes, I call them old people because they were 81 and 84. They are old people. I'm not going to couch it. I'm not going to try to make it. They're old. That's old.
Way to take a stand, Brian.
That's what I do,
Cody. It's about time you did that on this show.
And you know what? That old woman should shave, too. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Her legs, her arms, everything.
Everything. Her head.
Yeah.
Her back.
Yeah.
Right. The people have no right to get in my way, Cataldo told the deputy. I sprayed the old man like you would to herd cattle.
What?
You cannot herd the elderly like you herd cattle. Subscribe to that mentality. If they will not move with the water, then you have to use the cattle prod. And you cannot move from water to a cattle prod to herd the elderly. I've tried with my mom and her friends, getting them out of, you know, trying to get them to leave a party. It's like, let's go, ladies, come on. And I've tried the water, doesn't work. Not like cattle.
How often are you out partying with your mom and her friends?
Way too often, obviously. Way too often. There's no reason I'm out with older ladies that often.
My girlfriend keeps asking me why she hasn't met you yet.
I'm always out with my mom and her friends.
Brian's partying with his mom and friends.
Sure, we're playing canasta, we're doing the mahjong. That's what they do now. The ladies do the mahjong.
Mahjong is big in China. Did you know that?
My mom lives in the south suburbs. To my knowledge, has never been to China.
Buy her a ticket to China?
Nor have any of the women she hangs with.
Well, you don't know that.
I do. I do. I know. I've known most of these women my whole life.
Oh, I guess you've been partying with them all the time.
Because I go out with them all the time. Because we're constantly going out. So he tried to herd them like cattle. Comerchero and his wife, Mimi Comerchero, were walking down a stairway by Cataldo's condo and asked him to turn off the water. Cataldo says, no, I'm not going to stop watering my hose, which does not sound like a euphemism.
No.
Why don't you just shut the hose off for a second and we'll be on our way, Comerchero said, he asked. Cataldo not wanting to get wet as his wife passed by. The question itself caused Cataldo to erupt in anger, according to the sheriff's report. He told the couple to use the stairway at the other end of the building. When he tried to explain to Cataldo and his wife that his wife recently suffered a stroke and had a difficult time walking, Cataldo sprayed the man twice. Wow. All right, sir, you are a tool. Let's get on to another Florida news story, hopefully where no elderly are injured. And again, we do not condone the hosing of the elderly. No, we can't. I was going to say, unless they're really stinky. But even then, you can't. They have to hose themselves.
What if it's an elderly dirty hippie?
Listen, dirty hippies are their own category. And I don't care how old or young a dirty hippie is, a dirty hippie needs to be bathed.
You will always hose a dirty hippie?
I will loofah a dirty hippie to within an inch of their lives.
Wow.
I will leave their skin pink like a newborn, and they will walk away feeling refreshed and revitalized, which seem to mean the same thing. And yet, when I loofah, they mean completely different things. Pinellas Park man charged with arson on his own house. 57-year-old man was arrested Saturday after authorities found him cleaning a motorcycle while his house was on fire. Don't mind the house, just burning. Gregory Gallagher was in a neighbor's driveway when authorities responded to a suspicious fire on 97th Terrace about 7:56 in the morning. He was cleaning the motorcycle and acted erratically and indifferent to the fact that his house was on fire.
How was the fire suspicious?
How was the fire
suspicious?
They
were alerted to a suspicious fire.
Sure.
But what's an unsuspicious fire?
I guess it's suspicious because the guy is standing out in front of it.
But was the fire in and of itself suspicious?
I don't believe the fire in and of itself was suspicious.
This is what I'm... Because I know Florida Journal... Is this from a Florida news source?
It's from the Tampa Bay Times.
Oh, we know that they are not always...
No, let's be honest. Florida writers write to the level of Florida readers. And so it is not proof. I don't think the editors down there are keen. Or keenly observant.
Yeah, I feel like they take some editorial, privilege there. Mm-hmm. Like, by saying things like suspicious fire, when in fact the fire in and of itself was not suspicious.
Right. We know what it is. Is that a fire? I don't know. It looks suspicious. It could be a tornado. No, I'm pretty sure it's a fire. No. Hold on. Maybe it's a hailstorm. No, I'm going to go with a fire. I'm suspicious of it. Mm. But the flames are shooting up and there's smoke and heat. That to me says fire.
Yeah.
Let's investigate further. It seems suspicious to me. Good catch, Cody. Authorities detained Gallagher. They investigated the fire. They said no one was inside the home or injured by the blaze. He was transported to the Pinellas County Jail, where he's being held on one count of arson. One suspicious count of arson, I would say. Arson. I'm suspicious of my pronunciation of arson. Arsenio Hall. Maybe Arsenio Hall set the fire. That's suspicious. Why would he do that? Try to get back on TV.
Ratings.
Right. His show is canceled. He doesn't need any ratings. He needs to get on this show. That's what he needs. He's getting a shout out here for allegedly setting a suspicious fire in Tampa. All right, we'll continue. We have some more Florida news stories and so much more on WGN.
Brainstorming. Steve Style.
Mary, I'm starting a new thing. Have you seen the Ninja Warriors thing on NBC? I'm pitching an idea now to NBC, middle-aged men Ninja Warriors. And here's how the show works. You'd start in a recliner, and then you would have to get out of the recliner without making a noise. And then you go to the refrigerator, and you make a snack and a sandwich. While you're away, we hid the remote. And you have to find the remote, eat the sandwich, and change the channel at least 3 times before you fall asleep.
Hear the little light bulb go off over his head every weekday morning.
But wait, where does the ninja part come in?
I mentioned we got out of the chair.
Oh!
The Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
For over 55 years, Howard Orloff Volvo has been proudly serving Chicagoland with one of the largest selections of Volvo models. At Howard Orloff Volvo, during the Volvo Wonder of Summer event, you can enjoy your first month's payment, plus up to 5 years full coverage, including wear and tear, on us. Whether you lease or finance a 2015.5 or 2016 Volvo. Right now at Howard Orloff Volvo, you can lease a new Volvo S60 for only $299 a month. Plus, get a $1,000 Volvo owner loyalty bonus when you purchase and finance a new Volvo model. Don't miss the Volvo Wonder of Summer event at Howard Orloff Volvo. Visit Howard Orloff Volvo, just off the Kennedy at Armitage, or online at Orloff.com.
Plus tax, title, license, and doc fee with approved credit. Offer excludes 2016 XC90. A 60, 36-month lease for $3,179 cash due at signing. No security deposit required. See dealer for details. Offer expires 7/31/15.
Com.
Okay, folks, listen up. That's what it says here. I'm not trying to be bossy. Anderson's Candy Shop has exciting news involving a certain WGN radio personality. Ooh, Mr. Fix-It, our own Lou Manfredini. We love him. He's going to be at the Lake County Fair next weekend. Lou Manfredini and the Hometown Voices Tour will broadcast live from the Lake County Fair Saturday, August 1st, and the WGN radio booth will be right next to Anderson's Candy Shop's concession trailer. That is correct. Your favorite fourth-generation candy makers will have a booth at the fair serving their amazing chocolates, along with sundaes, floats, and those famous cinnamon and sugar mini donuts. Fresh, fluffy, and made hot to order. And Anderson's will be sampling all morning while Mr. Fix-It broadcasts right next door, live from the fair. And there's more. Admission is free between 6:30 and 9 for all the loyal listeners. The Lake County Fair in Grays Lake offers a carnival, livestock, a rodeo, live music, and a lot more. Plus, the Anderson family and their unbeatable treats will be at the fair all week. For more information, visit AndersonsCandyShop.com. It's Brian Noonan on WGN, and we are in the midst of an elongated Florida news because we have some time to stretch out today. And we had a full file of Florida news. Do we need to run the intro again, Cody? You want to run it again?
No? We don't need to.
We don't need to. All right.
No.
No, because we don't want to hear Ric Flair again.
For those who missed it, should have been tuned in at 7:30 when we played the theme.
I believe that to be true.
Yes.
I think if you're not here from the beginning and you miss out, well, then you have to go to WGNradio.com, listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
That's how it goes, or you can check them out on our Facebook page. That's Brian Noonan Show on Facebook. This is very exciting if you are a Satanist. If you are not, it might not be as exciting.
Oh, that guy walked by with the beard already.
The Satanist guy again?
Yeah.
He came back?
No. He should come back.
Maybe he will. Maybe there'll be a disturbance in the satanic force and he'll be like, ooh. He'll come scurrying back.
That's what Satanists sound like generally.
I think so. When there's a disturbance in their force.
Yeah?
They, yeah. What do I know? I don't hang around with Satanists. They scare me. First Pompano Beach Church of Satan creeps closer to Pompano Beach Commission invocation. This church, quote-unquote, advertises ice-cold beer and an occasional stripper. That's the kind of church I'm looking for. That's what... Listen, the Catholic Church is having a lot of problems. Maybe they offer me a cold beer, you know, things get a little better. And now I'm going to rile up... Oh, we're going to rile up the religious folks.
Beer is the Lord's drink.
That's what I heard. Well, wine is
actually wine.
The Lord's drink.
Yeah.
But I think, let's be honest, I believe if Jesus and the apostles had a keg instead of wine, they would have chose beer over wine. I think given the choice, you go wine over beer.
In the desert?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Oh, in the desert, you got to go beer over wine.
Why?
Because it's better.
What?
It's more thirst-quenching.
What if it was like a Guinness?
No, they're not going to make a stout. They're going to make a nice crisp lager, perhaps an IPA.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A little Corona?
Maybe. Why were they? When did they move from Jerusalem to Mexico City?
Well, they needed to find their beach.
Sure. They lived at a beach. The whole area was a beach.
Right. Beaches have sand.
All right. Let's see. And now... The church advertises ice-cold beer and an occasional stripper, and now its leader wants an audience in front of the city commission with deacons twerking to the thong song. I love this guy. A Yellow Page listing and a Pompano Beach address were two of the requirements that the commission set last week in an effort to exclude a self-described minion of Satan. Is that on your business card? How you doing? Bob Thomas, minion of Satan. Oh, is that right, Bob? Good for you. How'd you get that job? I just started following Satan. I'm his minion. That's what I do. That's my job. I'm a deacon. Young children out front. I don't know if this is the right conversation for young children to be listening to. Say no to be, don't be minions of Satan, kids. Stay in school. Say no to Satan.
That's my
message for all the children in America.
Are there denominations of Satanism, like competing religions?
I don't believe it's like Lutheranism where there's different chapters or regions. I believe there's just one Church of Satan. I may be wrong. Satanist, 312-981-7200. That's the number.
Because it's really unified, you know? Because you've got all these other religions with all these different gods, but there's only one Satanism religion with one Satan?
Listen. Yeah, because how many people... There's not a lot of discrepancy.
The dark side is unified.
Sure, the dark side knows.
Why can't the light side do that?
Because the light side, there's so much light and so little dark.
Why can't we just have a giant merger with all the good guy religions?
Get all the good guy religions. Well, see, now maybe the Satanists would argue that they're the good guy religion. I would say they're wrong. I'm going to go, listen, I'm making another stand, Cody.
They've got to know they're wrong.
No, I don't think they do. The minion, Chaz Stevens, who is also an activist for separating church and state, says he's going to challenge the legality of that July resolution, which, again, was to keep them out. In the meantime, he set about meeting the commission's requirements for participating in the tradition that usually brings the city's Christian pastors before the commission. Abandon all hope, reads the Yelp description of the new church. That sounds inviting.
The Yelp description.
Sure. When I want to pick a church, I go on Yelp.
Yeah.
Right after I figure out where to get the best enchiladas in town. Then I say to myself, you know what? Now that my stomach is full, I need to fill my spirit. So let me bring up a church. Oh, look at it. Here's one. Abandon all hope. Sounds a little like a downer to me.
But they're serving spirits.
Sure. But they only have 3 reviews, and I never trust a Yelp that has less than, like, 40 reviews.
Oh, aren't those the kitschy places, the local joints?
What, like a Church of Satan?
No, don't you trust them more?
No, I don't trust that at all. I really don't trust Yelp. I'm going to be honest.
Really?
No. No, because I always figure they're disgruntled. It's either too happy or too sad, and if there aren't a lot of reviews in the middle, I don't go for it.
Mm.
Abandon all hope, reads the Yelp description of the new church. After all, this is Pompano Beach. For the rest, we offer salvation, ice cold, imported beer, and the occasional stripper named Mercedes. So they only have one? Well, sure. How many strippers can you get to go to the dark side? Even though some could argue that being a stripper in itself is living in the dark side. Some would say no. But they are covered with glitter, which makes them sparkly, which means happiness to me.
But vampires in Twilight glitter when they get in the sunlight.
Is that right? No, they burn when they get into sunlight.
No, they glitter.
What do you mean they glitter?
They glitter. They, like, burst into glitter. The guy, what's the guy?
Edward Norton?
Edward. Edward and Jacob, right? Edward the vampire.
Oh, Team Ed. I never watched Twilight read the books. I'm not a teenage girl.
Okay, well, I apparently dated a teenage girl recently because
wow,
my ex-girlfriend...
Is that right?
No, that's not.
Hold on. Steve, you might want to call the authorities. Cody has just admitted to dating teenage girls.
18 and 19 are totally legal, by the way.
Right.
Just on a technical. No, I was actually dating a older woman a couple years ago who made me see the Twilight movies. And yes, the vampires, when they get in the sun, they turn into glitter.
All right.
It's really weird.
So now you're saying that strippers are all vampires?
No, I'm just saying dark side
dark
and
side
glitter
vampires
can
glitter.
Overlap.
All right. Well, the mayor says that Stevens will be allowed to lead the invocation if his church meets the city's requirements. That's just what you want at the city council meeting. Some Satanist going up and leading the invocation. Other parameters in the resolution say the church should fulfill the Internal Revenue Service's definition of a nonprofit. So there you go. That's exciting. That's more Florida news. We like that. We like a good Satan story. I don't know. We only have time for one more. So I'm not.
We have time for zero more.
We have time for zero more?
Well, that's correct.
I guess that's the end of Florida news.
Everybody's favorite curmudgeon, Chicago Tribune columnist John Cass joins me. It's our new feature, Curmudgeon Chat. I just made that up. He'll be here after 8 o'clock.
The Download with Justin Kaufman, tomorrow night at 7 after Row on 720 WGN.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more, go to carsforkids.com. That's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-3062, 800-430-3062, 800-430-3062, 800-430-3062.
On the other side of the news, we'll talk about this Hulk Hogan lawsuit against Gawker and get your reactions on how much privacy people should expect. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. The news is sponsored by Elk Grove Village, 8 o'clock. Steve Ruxton.
Partly sunny, 79 degrees at O'Hare. Mayor Emanuel earlier today announcing economic impact numbers from some of Chicago's largest events. With the 10th anniversary of Lollapalooza just days away, the mayor says Lolla's total economic impact last year reached a whopping $143 million. That's up from $85 million in 2010. And the mayor's office says the 3 days of Grateful Dead concerts at Soldier Field broke attendance records and earned Chicago an additional $431,000. And remember the NFL draft? Well, the mayor says that whole situation generated $81.6 million in total economic impact. While cuts to Illinois state colleges increase, workers at one school want a pay increase. We get more from WGN's Roger Badish.
About 650 workers at Northern Illinois University say they've gone long enough without a pay raise and want to unionize. School officials say they can't afford it with a 31% funding cut from the state. Workers want to join others at the school in the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees Union, which represents about 5,000 state university workers. Roger Badish, WGN. WGN News.
Searching for a motive, Louisiana investigators continue to release new insight into the gunman behind Thursday's deadly movie theater shooting in Lafayette.
He planned it and even wrote it down. That's the startling new conclusion state police have come to after reading the journals of 59-year-old John Rusty Hauser.
He made comments that he was coming here. It was written down. The movie theater, the time and everything. Train wreck, 7:15.
In that journal. Investigators also revealing Hauser, who they call a drifter, visited several local movie theaters before they think he settled on this one, perhaps because the Grand does not have security on Thursday nights like they do on the weekends.
That's ABC's Ryan Owens. In Iraq, government forces have reportedly retaken Anbar University from the Islamic State militant group just hours after fierce clashes. Iraqi troops are apparently in full control of the university just south of the militant-held city of Ramadi. The Iraqi military launching a large-scale operation this month to retake Anbar province. A 21-year-old woman found lying on a CTA Brown Line platform in the Loop early yesterday died of natural causes and apparently was pregnant. The Cook County Medical Examiner's Office making that ruling today after an autopsy. Police have identified the woman as June Ward of the 3800 block of West 63rd Street. And a 48-year-old Chicago man charged with shooting an off-duty police officer with her own gun was ordered held without bail today. Raphael Jordan reportedly shot the off-duty cop on Thursday at Mead Construction Company in the South Shore neighborhood. We'll get a look at sports, traffic, and weather coming up on WGN.
There are garden variety headaches. There are migraine headaches. And then there's the I'm a board member on my condo association headache. Now, it shouldn't be that the management company already in place. But if they're the source of your pain, then, hey, you've got a problem. So try this. First Community Management is here to make your job as a board member as easy as possible. Since 1998, First Community Management's professional managers, tools, and systems have worked together to take the pain out of being a condo association board member. If your association has 50 or more units, call First Community Management today for a free, no-obligation budget review. Line by line, they'll examine and analyze each expense, discovering areas where you could be saving money. Start the process at condomanagement.com, condomanagement.com, or call Ed at 312-972-6444. Relief is here with First Community Management.
How would you like to pay less taxes? Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275.
This here's a song about doggies. And if they ever decide to run off, get the official pet license ID at mypetdmv.com. If you got a boxer or a schnauzer, just listen to the end announcer. Or a pug or a poodle or a Siberian husky. Go to mypetdmv.com.
MyPetDMV.com, just in case your pet gets carded.
Great. WGN Sports, the Sox sweep Cleveland, winning today 2-1. The Cubs, however, swept by the Phillies, losing today 11-5. WGN traffic now with Nick DiGiorgio.
Well, right now we just got a bad word of a bad accident on I-57 southbound or outbound between 103rd and 111th. All lanes are blocked. They are letting traffic sneak by. But again, there's a police, fire department, emergency crews around the scene. Solid traffic from before 103rd. So if you don't have to get on it, get off of 403rd and go around. You'll do fine. Also, another accident. Right lane's blocked on westbound I-80-94. That's at Central Avenue. A little slow in that area. And also in Villa Park, another accident on Roosevelt Road at Michigan Avenue. Nick DiGiorgio, WGN Traffic Central.
Here's the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low about 71. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine, high about 80. Monday night, partly cloudy, and a low of 71. Right now, 77 at O'Hare, 79 at Midway, Chicago's Lakefront 73, and Arlington Heights 75. Heat index of 80, winds out of the northeast at 8 miles per hour. Next news coming your way at 8:30 or when news breaks and at WGNradio.com. I'm Steve Ruxton on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Brian Noonan on 720 WGN, final hour of the big broadcast, and then After Hours with Rick Kogan comes your way. Usually at this time, Karen Conti comes in and she answers your legal questions, but Karen is on vacation this week, so there will be no legal advice dished out. I've been advised by our counsel that I should not give legal advice, since I know nothing about the law. However, we will get into an interesting legal matter. I don't know if you're wrestling fans. You may have missed this. It was on all the big newscast. Hulk Hogan. You know who Hulk Hogan is? Hulkamania. Remember, he was the wrestler throughout the 80s and into the 90s. Would you agree, Cody? You're a resident wrestling expert.
Is that what I am?
Well, more so, I guess more so than me. I mean, I watched in the 80s when Hulkamania was running wild.
Yeah, I was only around about half of the 80s.
Sure, you eat your vitamins. You salute the flag. Hulkamania, brother. You rip the yellow shirt. Everybody knows who Hulk Hogan is.
Everybody knows who Hulk Hogan is.
He was Thunder Lips, the Ultimate Man in Rocky III. Rocky III.
Yes.
That was the movie that put him on the map.
Yeah.
And he became Hulk Hogan. Well, last week, he was let go. Just the other day, he was let go by the WWE. He was fired. His contract was terminated because some video was leaked by Gawker, the website Gawker, of him in an illicit, it was a sex video, but it was taken by a surveillance camera. It wasn't one of these videos that have been leaked. You know, celebrities will sometimes do it. Kim Kardashian, allegedly, although they'll do it, and then they leak these tapes themselves. He had no knowledge he was being taped, filmed, first of all. And then this was leaked. So in the privacy of his affair that he was having with his buddy's wife, Bubba the Love Sponge's wife. That's who he was sleeping with, Cody. You know that, don't you?
Oh, I know all about it.
You know all about this. So he's sleeping with her, and he starts making racist remarks in this video, allegedly, about who his daughter is dating.
Wasn't this like 12 years ago?
The tape was, but this whole thing has just come
it's
to light.
It's blowing up,
yeah,
right?
The
tape is 8 years ago. The clip from it came out, I think, two years ago, but this excerpt came out this week.
Right. The tape has, but we've known about the tape for a while. We knew about the affair for a long time, but just the other day, the racist remarks come out. And then, of course, they drag up some, an old interview with somebody else where he drops the N-word in response to Booker T, who calls, you know, it was that my N, you know, that kind of thing back and forth. But the actual tape, the clips from the tape are what people are up in arms about. So he's talking about people that are, you know, dating his daughter, who his daughter's dating. He drops the N-word a number of times. So now this is out. So this gets out, and then the WWE doesn't renew his contract. They say that he says he quit or he resigned. They say they fired him. WWE, quote, terminated the contract of Terry Bollea, a.k.a. Hulk Hogan. WWE is committed to embracing and celebrating individuals from all backgrounds, as demonstrated by the diversity of our employees, performers, and fans worldwide. That was a statement from the WWE. Hulk Hogan said, 8 years ago, I used offensive language during a conversation. It was unacceptable for me to have used that offensive language. There's no excuse for it, and I apologize for having done it. I believe very strongly that every person in the world is important and should not be treated differently based on race, gender, orientation, religious beliefs, or otherwise. I am disappointed, brother. I'm disappointed. with myself that I use language that is offensive and inconsistent with my own beliefs. That's not who I am. I continue to work every day to improve as a person. Well, that is who you are because you use the language. Whether you believe it deep down or not, that's another story. But here's two things that I want to get into with you. One, the WWE immediately took all record of Hulk Hogan off their website. All his merchandise, any mention of him, they took him out of their Hall of Fame page. They got rid of him altogether. And I'm wondering, does eradicating him, do we need to do that? Do we need to whitewash history? Do we need to, and it's the same, we got into this a little bit with the flag too. Do you need to erase all record of him because he made a mistake? In a tape that never should have been leaked anyway. If you, I would like to meet a person who hasn't said something offensive in the privacy of their own home. Most of us are, and I don't think it's hypocritical. I think sometimes in the heat of a moment, people will say something that they may be ashamed of, but they said it in the privacy of their own home with no expectation of it ever getting out, no desire to ever say something like that in private. Or in public, rather, maybe they'd never say it again. Maybe it's just, it's one of those things. Maybe with him it wasn't. Maybe with him it was an ongoing behavior. That this is just how he thought, this is how he believed. But now we've removed him from history. The WWE is going to pretend he never existed. When for years and years and years, he was their meal ticket.
He was a star.
Yeah, he was their biggest star. Money. He put them on the map.
He kicked off WrestleMania 30 last year.
Right.
With The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Yes, he is synonymous with professional wrestling.
And what's interesting here, too, I thought, is his daughter has come out wholeheartedly supporting him, even though he was supposedly kind of dissing her about the guy she was dating.
Right.
She apparently went on Facebook, wrote some poem saying, my father is wonderful, and the whole deal.
Yeah, it just, and, listen, a father who thinks he's alone, talking, having a private conversation with someone, is going may say things about the guys that his daughter is dating, with every expectation of privacy. See, are we always going to go after somebody who did one thing wrong? And I don't even know how wrong it is. It's wrong if you believe it deep down. It's wrong if you judge people because of their race. It's wrong to spout hate speech. But in the heat of a moment, in private, if you say something that is not your norm, is it the kind of thing that then should have you eradicated from your career? Should you lose everything? Now, you could argue, listen, this guy was banging his buddy's wife when he said it, so he is not a good human being. And I would say, you are correct. That is a character flaw. You're sleeping with your friend's wife, and then you start spouting off racist comments. That's two strikes right there. But are they enough strikes to have your entire life taken away from you?
But what about the WWF? What if they got boycotted?
WWE.
WWE, sorry.
No, because I don't want you to get in trouble with the World Wildlife Foundation.
Yes,
who's going to say, listen, we're not talking about pandas sleeping with another panda's wife. We've got a whole different thing here.
But, you know, they're sitting around in a room saying, oh, boy, we may get boycotted. People may stop coming to the shows. We may get, you know, who knows? And they're like, we got to cut this guy out.
WWE very strongly presents itself as a family entertainment product. They market towards children and kids, and they're very, very kid-friendly. They don't allow blood on WWE television anymore. They no longer do chair shots. Many moves are banned because they're either too dangerous or even
so the big X-Pac suck-it thing is gone?
All that, the D-Generation X stuff is gone.
X.
Actually, so when Stone Cold Steve Austin climbs turnbuckles, he always holds up both of his fists and he gives the middle finger.
Right.
He holds up two middle fingers. In every broadcast in the last 10 years, you can see the camera cuts him off at the wrists.
Okay.
WrestleMania 30, he's standing up there on the turnbuckles, flipping the bird with both fists, but they cut it off.
All right, but how many kids, and I know this is probably me again being Pollyanna, how many kids are seeing this sex tape on Gawker and listening to the clip of Hulk saying this? Probably more than I think.
Yeah.
But again, if you're the WWE, is this something that's so horrendous that you've got to cut this guy out?
And with a witch hunt like this, when is it going to stop? Like, do people Some people are bothered about the NSA listening in on everything right. they say. But then, you know, the second something comes out about somebody else, we're going to just, you know. And yeah, it was terrible what he said. But again, we don't know how deep that runs.
Exactly.
You know, is he Confederate flag or is he just like saying something because maybe.
Is he just upset because of whoever this guy is that his daughter is dating and something happened and we don't know the backstory? But again, to be caught saying that while he's, you know, sleeping with his buddy's wife, it tends to make you think, well, this guy's probably not the most upstanding character. But that's one issue. I want to get into the lawsuit that he has against Gawker, too, because this could be groundbreaking, this lawsuit. We'll get into all the details and find out how far should our privacy extend? Should a guy who's basically had a tape stolen and leaked have to pay the price for a company, or is this company above board, you know, above reproach? So listen, it's out there. We can spread the word as much as we want. We'll get into it on the other side. It's Brian Nooner, WGN.
Why almond milk might be nuts to drink. Plus, how can you clean up the Chicago River with French fries? We'll explain.
Chicago's Conversation with Ro Khan. Tomorrow afternoon beginning at 3 on 720 WGN.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now, because you won't find better quality in a pre-engineered steel building. And we're offering rebates up to $20,000 to help you build today. A pre-engineered steel building from General Steel can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And the rebate of up to $20,000 is money that can go right to your bottom line. General Steel, your best option to build, and we will not be undersold. You could spend thousands more than you should on a new building, but you won't beat the quality of General Steel. So if you're thinking about building, call General Steel right now for free information that could save you thousands. Call
800-965-1297. 800-965-1297. Learn how to save even more with rebates up to $20,000. That's 800-965-1297.
The experience of luxury, the desire for an open road. You choose your own destination. Experience Joe Rizza Acura in Orland Park. At Joe Rizza Acura, you'll get exceptional savings, second to none. Right now, lease a new 2015 Acura TLX for just $299 a month. Or browse hundreds of luxury pre-owned options, each one hand-picked to provide an experience unlike any other dealership. Feel the care our dedicated staff provides. Our Acura specialists are expertly trained to ensure you find the perfect luxury fit for your lifestyle. Experience our technologically advanced Acura dealership with state-of-the-art facilities. Live a life of luxury unique to you and you alone. And drive an Acura for less than you think. Only at Joe Rizza Acura in Orland Park. Visit us at RizzaAcura.com to browse our extensive inventory.
Payments, plus tax, federal licensing documents, 36-month lease, closed in lease, $2,799 U.S. signing. See dealer details. Offer expires August 6, 2015.
You may know that Doctors Without Borders provides medical care in emergencies around the world. But did you know that the majority of our patients are women and children? Providing women's health care in the places we work can be extremely challenging, but it's incredibly important. Saving a mother's life can mean saving at least one additional life, since children who lose their mothers are far less likely to survive. They need her, and we need her, because tomorrow needs her. Go to womenshealth.msf.org or hashtag tomorrowneedsher.
They'll challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory, and in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
What did Skilling say? This summer, watch WGN TV News midday, evening, and at 9 for updated maps and forecasts from Tom and the WGN TV Weather Center.
Fight for what's right. Fight for your life.
Hulk Hogan, he is trying to fight for what's right now. After he has been fired by the WWE and all evidence of Hulk has been erased from their website because of racist comments that he made over 8 years ago in a private conversation in a video that he didn't know was being shot. So now he is suing Gawker, the website that let it go. Gawker has, hoped to $100 million in damages for emotional distress. If Gawker loses the case, their operations will take a severe hit and they may possibly be forced out of business. Gawker's been sued a number of times before by celebrities, and most of the lawsuits were either won in court or so baseless that they got dismissed with prejudice. Gawker's ego, according to this article, has become so inflated from winning these small skirmishes that they think they're invincible. So the Hulk Hogan and his legal team knew that the celebrity lawsuits tend to be viewed as frivolous by both the public and the courts. In a move, Hogan didn't even mention in his legal request that the story shouldn't have been reported. Instead, he made his court case about the leaked video and the importance to the story. Could Gawker report on the story without uploading the video and invading his privacy? Which is a very interesting way to go, because they had a cease and desist order. And Gawker ignored it. They still posted the video. The video obviously led to not only professional damage, emotional damage, marital damage. Could they have just reported that he was having an affair and not posted the video? Sure. This was a video taken without his consent. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. And I'm no celebrity, but I see what goes on in these things. We don't need to know all this stuff. These are people's personal lives. Whether their personal life is garbage or whether their personal life is fantastic, we need to stop. And the problem is we as consumers want this. People will eat this up. I remember when this tape came out. I remember when the Gene Simmons one came out. They leaked all these tapes, and it's just despicable. It's despicable of the people. Now, I guess, from what I understand, the guy whose wife was doing the cheating had installed the surveillance cameras to see if he could catch his wife. Well, he did. Hello. But even then, to leak that footage is just punitive. You're trying to hurt a guy. It's just awful. And yet we put it up, and these websites think they can do whatever they want because the courts keep throwing these cases out. So, you know, is it worth $100 million? I don't know. But is it worth something to say, listen, you could have reported the story. Would the story have done as much damage without the video? Probably not, but it still would have been out there. It still would have done enough damage. But then without the video, you're not going to hear, you know, it's not going to lead to these comments then being leaked out and his entire world being destroyed. Oh, hold on. There you go. Sorry.
I was just going to say, I hope Gawker burns to the ground for this. I hope Hogan takes them for everything they're worth, and they shut the whole thing down. They're garbage. They're a tabloid. They're terrible. They exploit famous people. They hurt people. They hurt people, and they generate witch hunts, and, you know, anybody guilty of ever doing anything remotely wrong is just, let's destroy their reputation. Let's publicize everything anybody's ever done, whether it's private or whether they're aware that anyone was taking footage or anything.
And it's funny, they ran the Hulk Hogan leaked sex tape, but they wouldn't run the Jennifer Lawrence leaked stuff.
Oh, no.
Which is, I think that's great. They shouldn't have run those. But on the same hand, you can't treat a guy different. Just because it's Hulk Hogan, who you may think is a joke, as opposed to A-list Jennifer Lawrence, both of their privacy was completely invaded. And just like you shouldn't post Jennifer Lawrence's hacked or stolen photos, you shouldn't post the Hulk Hogan thing, and you should be held accountable if you do.
Oh, no, but Gawker runs Jezebel, the feminist blog, so you're not allowed to do anything negative towards any feminist celebrities.
Well, that's fine. I don't think any of those feminists or those female celebrities should have their information leaked. And if it is hacked, nobody should run it. But the problem is the insatiable hunger of the American public for anything salacious. Oh, we can't wait to see the mighty fall. Even the people that we just perceive as mighty. Hulk Hogan is not mighty. Hulk Hogan is famous. Jennifer Lawrence is famous. So we want to see them taken down a peg.
Well, did you hear what they did with the Condé Nast thing last week or a couple weeks ago?
No.
So, like 2 weeks ago, Gawker posted this story about the CFO of Condé Nast, mm-hmm. who is not even remotely a public figure.
No.
His brother used to be like the state treasurer or something, but isn't even anymore. So his brother was remotely political before. But they posted this whole story, this thing. The CFO is like married with two kids, and they posted this private text conversation with a gay escort trying to being solicited by him and right. did this whole thing like, oh gosh, look at what this guy was doing. He was cavorting with a gay escort and he's married and all this stuff. And everybody on the internet is just like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Why are you, how is this newsworthy?
Right. Who's this guy? Number one. Why do we care? Number two. And where do you get the nards to report this?
Yeah. So that's Gawker. That's Gawker Media in a nutshell. I refuse to follow any of their public. I used to actually.
I know you used to look at Gawker.
I used to for this show. I would look for some.
Because we feed the salaciousness of the American public.
Well, I would never take stuff like that.
No.
You know, but there were goods for some other stuff. But lately, they're just. How can we humiliate and ruin someone? And how can we do it every day because people eat it up?
Yeah, I don't.
It's rough. I'm pulling for Hogan.
And I'm looking at some of the from the 847. I think Hogan's was one of the better mea culpas. WWE overreacted. Did you just say we need to whitewash history? Yes, I did, and I meant to. You know, I meant the pun. There we go. From the 214, they did it to Paula Deen on a tangent in the. We'll let that next part of it go. Yeah. Well, listen again, but Paula Deen. Paula Deen's was in private too, wasn't it? Or was she addressing? I can't remember the specifics of Paula Deen's.
I don't remember.
I remember just going, man, this woman is just awful. When I heard, cause that one you heard the tape. And I can't remember where the whole thing was. But, listen. People's character will come out. If this is how Hulk Hogan really feels, how he really talks, well, it would have come out. But it shouldn't come out this way by a tape that was leaked and a company who thinks they can just destroy people with no accountability. So we'll see. Hopefully they will be held accountable and we'll go from there. All right, on the other side of the real news, we have some naked news. And then we have to – could Adam Sandler finally be done? We'll find out. Oh, so much to go after this on WGN.
Late morning brain food.
You know what's going on here because I am so utterly confused.
The faster you travel, the slower time elapses.
How fast do you have to go before it's noticeable?
Oh, 20% the speed of light.
Jeff, yeah. Are you an astronomer?
Physicist.
We're all amazed that a physicist would waste their time listening to us.
That's a lot to say.
We're all thinking, why do physicists listen to this?
Bill and Wendy's Teaching Moments, weekdays 9 to noon.
What else do you want to know?
I'm not as stupid as I sound.
No, you couldn't be.
On 720 WGN.
The best room in your house this summer isn't a room at all. It's your deck. From the cup of coffee when you wake to firing up the grill in the evening, your deck becomes the most lived space in your home. Make it everything you want it to be with a visit from Deck Tech. Deck Tech uses an oil-based sealer which penetrates deep into your deck's wood fibers, preventing your deck from cracking and splitting. Your deck will be restored to its natural beauty so you can start hosting summer parties and enjoying all that summer has to offer. Call Deck Tech now for your free, no-hassle estimate. No time to meet with a representative? No problem. There's no need to be home. Deck Tech will gladly leave behind your estimate along with their informational brochure. Call now and mention this ad to receive a $50 discount. Call 1-800-956-DECK. That's 1-800-956-3325. Or visit RestoreYourDeck.com. Deck Tech. They've got the tech to restore your deck.
1-800-956-DECK.
Summertime shouldn't be hungry time for our children. The USDA Summer Food Service Program provides free, nutritious meals to low-income children when the school doors close. To learn more about how you can get involved by becoming a sponsor, a feeding site, or a volunteer, go to www.summerfood.usda.gov.
Owning your own business is one of the most rewarding things you'll ever do, but it certainly isn't easy. For nearly 50 years, business owners have been getting the help they need from SCORE, all for free.
My score mentor helped me take the first step.
He helped me create a business plan and helped me implement it.
Whether you're a startup or an existing business, Score Mentors can help you achieve your business goals.
Score helped me to make the unimaginable possible.
Visit score.org to get started today.
Yeah. Naked News on the other side of the real news, 831 on 720 WGN. This report is sponsored by Arlington Heights Ford. Here's Steve Ruxton.
Nearly 650 workers at Northern Illinois University have signed a petition and filed it with the State Labor Board asking to organize under ASME, or the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees Union. Tribune reporting that the workers' requests coming after employees say they've gone years without pay raises and have increasing workloads. Police are investigating what's believed to be the accidental shooting death of a woman late this morning at a Hillside Hotel. Tribune says a 51-year-old woman from Cincinnati was pronounced dead at the scene at 11 in the morning at a Best Western at 4500 North Frontage Road. And we're learning this evening that Bobby Christina Brown, the daughter of late music legend Whitney Houston and R&B singer Bobby Brown, died earlier today at a hospice in Georgia. She was 22. On January 31st, Brown was found unresponsive in her bathtub in her home. She'd been treated at several facilities. We'll get a look at sports, traffic, and weather coming up on WGN.
Hey, honey, take your blood pressure medication.
Thanks, dear.
Daddy, are you going to the hospital again?
No, son. Bad medication from a dishonest website got me sick. Now we only use sites approved by NABP or that end in Dot Pharmacy, so we know they're safe.
Learn more about the new Dot Pharmacy domain and ordering medications safely online at safe.pharmacy, a public service from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
I'm David Oyelowo, and I will not be news today. I will not merchandise my success with a variety of easy-to-pronounce products and services like David Oyelowo's Olive Oils, Oyelowo's Royal Oleo, or even Oyelowo's Yellow Oboes. No, I will not be trending today because there is a much bigger story that needs to be heard.
Ebola still needs our attention. Follow the response, recovery, and rebuilding at trendonthis.org. Brought to you by USAID, International Medical Corps, and the Ad Council.
With Tim McCormick, CEO of SOS Children's Villages, Illinois.
SOS Children's Villages, Illinois is focused on keeping brothers and sisters together in a private individual home with a full-time foster parent.
Meet Tariq, one of SOS Children's Villages' many success stories.
It's a 24-hour job. Like, you don't really just get to leave suddenly. And the foster parents know that, and they're very dedicated to their work. And I think that's what matters most, because individually, like, behind closed doors and in the night, like, even then, we still feel safe. And we know that we're being loved by the right people.
You know, as hard as it is to find the resources, the financial resources, the really hardest job is to find the best and the right foster parent. And it's very similar to a Peace Corps type model, where we ask you to come in and be part of this village and give unconditional love.
It's a very unique environment. I felt like I had a family, not just with my siblings, but community-wise.
SOS Children's Villages Illinois takes foster care to the next level. You want to know more? Tim?
The best way is to visit our website at sosillinois.org.
Money. WGN Sports, the Sox sweep Cleveland, winning against the Indians today 2-1. The Cubs swept by the Phillies, losing today 11-5. And Britain's Chris Froome winning his second Tour de France in 3 years. WGN traffic now with Nick DeGiorgio.
Well, some good news. That earlier accident we had on I-57 has been cleared, but we're still stop and go from about the Ryan all the way out to 107, so keep that in mind. Also, we were watching an accident on I-65. This is before US 231. Also, an I-8094 eastbound, the Borman Expressway, westbound at Central Avenue. Got an accident there in the right lane. It should be cleared up quickly. Rest of the expressways and tollways looking pretty good. Nick DeGiorgio with WGN Traffic Central.
Here's a look at the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low about 71. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 80. And then Monday night, partly cloudy, a low about 71. Right now, 77 at O'Hare, 79 at Midway, Chicago's lakefront 73, Lake Michigan water temperature 73. Next news at 9 o'clock or when news breaks and at WGNradio.com. I'm Steve Ruxton on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Johnny Noonan on 720 WGN. Karen Conti is not here this week answering legal questions. She is on vacation, so we will be talking to Karen again next Sunday. So you'll have to just save up your legal questions until next week. Just real quick, I was surprised you were not first in line to see this movie, Pixels, this weekend, Cody. I thought being a video game type of movie, you would have been in line right away. You would have been clamoring to see Pac-Man eat the universe.
I found that Hollywood is really good at reducing gamers to 30-year-old stereotypes. And well, from what I've read of this movie, it does not do much better.
Yeah, this movie, I have been wondering for a while, and I know Nick D will be reviewing this as part of his Monday morning reviews when Colin and the other, when the guys come in and they talk about movies tonight. So we won't get into a review because I haven't seen it. I just saw the story that Pixel opened at second with $24 million. Now, the movie cost at least $88 million to produce, so they're hoping to do well overseas. But there, you could say it's a flop. It's not. That's not good. But none of Adam Sandler's movies in the last, I don't know, 10 years have done good. But it's amazing to me, this is Hollywood, that people keep giving him money. They keep giving him money. They keep putting him in films. They keep allowing him to cast all his buddies, which is a great gig. I don't begrudge him it. I think if you can get that gig, that's fantastic. I just don't understand how money people are that stupid. Because bottom line, it's a business. And they look at it and they go, well, maybe it'll do well overseas. I know comedies tend to do better overseas than dramas. So you can sell it to the foreign markets and make your money back at least. But if you're just making your money back and not making profit, how do you keep doing it? And when will his act get so old that we'll be done with it? Which some people are probably asking about this program too. When does his act get so old we're done with it? Never. Never, never. So in his second weekend, Ant-Man wins again. Did you see Ant-Man?
I've not seen it yet.
I want to go see it.
There's so many superhero movies.
I know. Next week, Fantastic Four opens.
Really?
Yes, I have to see that first before I see Ant-Man.
See, and I probably won't see it.
Really? I want to see Fantastic Four only because I'm praying that it does that it's better than the first Fantastic Four,
see,
which was horrible.
Doctor Doom is my favorite villain.
Is that right?
Of all time, and there's no way they are going to make him awesome enough. That's the problem.
I got a feeling in this one he'll be awesome.
That was my problem with the first one. Like, he was kind of cool, but...
Yeah, but they got that guy from Nip Tuck to play him, and he was
I thought he was all right. He just wasn't like... I mean, when he turns into Doctor Doom, he wins three times in the Marvel
right.
Universe. Like, there's one time he takes over the world, and he's just like, oh, hey, Mr. Fantastic, here's the world back because I'm bored now. Do better next time. Like, what other villain does that?
I don't know.
He's the most powerful villain. Like, he's...
Better than anybody else?
Yes.
All right.
I would pick Dr. Doom over Darth Vader in a fight any day.
Is that right?
Oh, yes.
Oh, now all the geeks and the nerds are getting all crazy.
No, Dr. Doom is the star tier above
A. Will you bring this up at Nerdfest this week when you go down there to Indianapolis to Nerdfest?
Maybe.
Start a whole big thing?
I could.
That would man, that'd be hot talk. That'd be the nerd equivalent of hot talk.
I'm sure I could debate people.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, I have no doubt that you could debate somebody for hours on end, fueled only by Red Bull and Twizzlers, that Dr. Doom is better than Darth Vader and could win in a fight.
Yeah?
I would guarantee it.
Probably.
If you have that kind of time.
That's all I'm
doing. Well, I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do have that kind of time. All right, before we get to Naked News, I've been holding on to this story because I just can't believe that it is true. Fake dentist pulls five teeth of woman and charges her $1,500. One, that's exorbitant, $300 a tooth. Two, it's a fake dentist. A man was arrested on a charge of practicing medicine without a license after allegedly pulling out five teeth of a woman in her home. If you don't know that dentists don't make house calls, maybe you deserve to have five teeth pulled and $1,500 taken out of your account. Dallas police say they've arrested 33-year-old Mario Sabiamea, and I know I'm butchering that name, but I'm doing my best, and his assistant. I like that he has assistant, Tiffany Gomez. She's 41. They've been accused of providing dental treatment to Erica Martinez. Martinez had no dental insurance. A lot of people have no dental insurance. She suffered from a toothache when a friend referred her to Sabiamea. Sabiamea does not have a dental license. He does, however, have a pair of pliers. I added that part. Yes? You look like you want to speak?
No, that looks... I was grimacing.
Yes, this does not end well. According to a police investigation, the two met Martinez in her house for a consultation. They agreed to treat her for $1,500. Later, they returned to the house of Martinez, where she paid them $500. He asked Martinez to lie on a couch where he began the procedure by injecting an unknown drug into her gums. Then they extracted five teeth. After the procedure, they washed their instruments in her bathroom, which is the most sterile place to wash your dental instruments. Oh, a week later, he took a mold of her teeth and she paid him another $500. After suffering a serious infection, the woman filed a complaint with the police. Now, I know dental care is horribly expensive. And it's amazing. I haven't been to the dentist in a number of years. Maybe you haven't either, whether you have insurance or not. But how? I guess I don't understand the desperation of someone who doesn't see that this is a scam. And part of me feels sorry for this woman, but the other part of me is, at some point you get what you deserve. But again, I'm not in that situation. But wouldn't you think it a little odd that a dentist is going to come to your house and do this procedure? And plus, how much more could it have cost for her to go to an actual real dentist? A guy with one of those cool motorized chairs and a spit basin that is constantly spinning. If she has a toothache, do you really need five teeth taken out? No, you probably need a filling. Or one tooth taken out. And I would imagine it's much, much less than $500. And there's got to be public clinics, you know? There's got to be a way for people, and I'm guessing maybe she's low income because she doesn't have insurance. There are places for you to get some dental service. You don't have to be in misery, and you don't have to get taken for a ride by some crazy fake dentist. All right. There's my anti-fake dentist rant. But again, at some point, if you're not smart enough to see that this is a scam, then, you know, come on. I don't want anybody to get an infection. And I also don't want you to have to take out more teeth than you need to. Five teeth seems excessive, doesn't it?
Yes.
It seems excessive to me. Again, I'm not a dentist.
No.
Nor a lawyer. But I've had a number of teeth pulled in my time and never, you know, never a ton of them for no reason.
You've had a number?
I've had a number of teeth pulled.
Wow.
Yes, back in the day.
Huh.
When I was a kid, well, listen. We don't need to go into my dental history.
When you used a bare-knuckle box?
Sure. Well, those were knocked out. That's different. Having my teeth knocked out and having teeth actually extracted by a medical professional are two different things.
What if a medical professional punches you in the mouth and that causes it to fly out?
Well, then I won't be paying $1,500.
They can't bill you for that?
I don't believe they can.
Hmm.
I think if I taunt them into actually physically assaulting me to knock my teeth out, then I get that comped.
You're saving some money then.
Well, and I'm also making some money because then I sue them.
Wow.
See how I work? I get the dental work I needed done, plus a nice little profit, you know, and a third goes to my attorney. My mouthpiece for getting this all taken care of in court.
I've been doing teeth wrong.
You've been going about it all wrong. You got to up your game a little bit. You got to exploit the system. Because dentists are on edge anyway. They're always a little tense. So if you push them just a little bit, they're going to take a swing at you. But here's the problem. If you don't need your teeth taken out, if you just needed, you know, a cleaning or a cavity filled or a root canal, it could all backfire on you. Let's do this, and then we will wrap up the show with a little bit of naked news. That's right, it's naked news on WGN.
It's a Chicago treasure. Our town's iconic deli is undergoing some changes.
The fourth generation of the Raskin family is now running Manny's, and we'll tell you all about what's new at 1:35.
Sir Rod Marciano, tomorrow, noon to 3.
On Chicago's very own.
720 WGN.
For over 55 years, Howard Orloff Volvo has been proudly serving Chicagoland with one of the largest selections of Volvo models. At Howard Orloff Volvo, during the Volvo Wonder of Summer event, you can enjoy your first month's payment, plus up to 5 years full coverage, including wear and tear, on us. Whether you lease or finance a 2015.5 or 2016 Volvo. Right now at Howard Orloff Volvo, you can lease a new Volvo S60 for only $299 a month. Plus, get a $1,000 Volvo owner loyalty bonus when you purchase and finance a new Volvo model. Don't miss the Volvo Wonder of Summer event at Howard Orloff Volvo. visit Howard Orloff Volvo, just off the Kennedy at Armitage, or online at Orloff.com.
Plus tax, title, license, and doc fee with approved credit. Offer excludes 2016 XC90. S60, 36-month lease with $3,179 cash due at signing. No security deposit required. See dealer for details. Offer expires 7/31/15.
Do you have silver or gold to sell? Call me, the Antique Lady. Now is the best time. Gold and silver are at historically high prices. Call the Antique Lady at 773-262-1000. For years, WGN listeners have been calling the Antique Lady to sell their antiques and art. Why go to the mall or send your family treasures through the mail? Call 773-262-1000 for a buyer you know and trust. Bring your sterling silver flatware, trays, teapots, and candlesticks to the Antique Lady. Old, broken, and unworn gold pieces sitting in the drawer can be turned into cash. Deal with a family-owned business that's been in the same location for over 30 years. At 6901 Northwestern Avenue in Chicago, you'll receive a fair price with no pressure to sell. Call 773-262-1000 today.
Do your children receive free or reduced price lunch and breakfast at school? And maybe you're not so sure how you're going to feed them during the summer. Well, call the National Hunger Hotline at 1-866-3-HUNGRY to see if there's a USDA summer meals program near you and your children can eat for free. Call 1-866-3-HUNGRY. That's 1-866-348-6479.
X.
Naked news, news of the nakedness. There's always crime. Some people do it naked. We call it naked news.
Yes, the worst jingle in the history of radio, and yet we play it whenever we do naked news. Let's go back, though, just a minute to the story about the fake dentist. We did get a couple texts coming in to 312-981-7200. Hi, Brian. Having a tooth pulled costs at least $800, probably more expensive. Root canals cost at least $1,000. $800, really, to have a tooth pulled? Again, that's... Now, I haven't been to the dentist, but if that's true, that seems like way too much. That seems very high. From the 847, a dental lab guy, I've seen quite a few of these dentists. They can't pass U.S. boards and have no DEA number. Their work shows up on ERs, and real dentists have to try and repair them now where a palate was cracked and infection will lead to full dentures. Oh, my gosh. See, again, I don't know. I don't live in that world. It just sounds, it's one of those, it's not funny, the story. It just made me angry, and it makes me wonder, and it should make us all wonder a little bit. Why? How many people are in this kind of situation that they have to deal with that? All right, should we get to naked news? I think we should. Why not? Because we only got a few minutes left, and then it's Rick Kogan after the 9 o'clock news. All right, Levittown, Pennsylvania, the first naked news story of the night. A district judge said. Now this ties in alcohol and nudity, which you know is always a key in our stories. District judge says a drunken driving suspect who ran naked from a hospital and jumped into an eastern Pennsylvania lake must stand trial for disorderly conduct. Why? He was just taking a bath. Just ran away. Well, he was drunk. Shouldn't have been doing that. District defense attorney for 29-year-old Gregory Morton of New Hope, Pennsylvania, argued Thursday that his client was so drunk and mentally disturbed that he couldn't think clearly and didn't intend to disturb the public. Well, who does? You don't think that stripping off your clothes and running into the lake is going to disturb anybody. You just think, hey, this is a good idea. I'm going to take off. He didn't intend to endanger rangers at Cork Creek Park in Middletown either. He was arrested because police say his blood alcohol content was more than 4 times the legal limit. Which, how do you even function at that level? It's amazing to me when we hear stories like this that people are even able to stand up. You got to figure these are people who've been drinking for a while. Not that night, but over a long course of time, and their tolerance is probably very high. So he got in a crash. He's awaiting a hearing on the drunk driving and related charges. But that's when he ran from the St. Mary Medical Center and jumped into the lake, where he kept authorities at bay by swimming around, sometimes underwater, for about an hour. So he can't be that drunk. Well, I guess he could be, but that's pretty good if you're that hammered and you can swim for an hour, sometimes underwater. And I think... I know he probably wasn't doing it, but I picture like those old Busby Berkeley movies where he's doing all sorts of acrobatics in the water too while he's taunting the cops. Like he's laying on his back and one leg goes up and then he goes over and his feet come up and they flutter like he's a flower. I kind of picture that all while naked. Naked and drunk. That's got, how much shrinkage you think? A lot of shrinkage, right? Tons of shrinkage. That's, well, it's naked news. We gotta wonder about the shrinkage in a naked news story. All right. Once again, the police are involved in a naked news story. We always know that. This from Albuquerque, New Mexico. So we go for, that's the nice thing about naked news. It can happen anywhere in the country. An eastern New Mexico man has been arrested on suspicion of stealing a sheriff's deputy's car while running around naked. Most of the time, we don't know why they're naked. Curry County deputies responded to a report of a naked man along the road and found 37-year-old Jesus Tarango, behaving erratically and telling a deputy he'd been poisoned. And ironically, the poison ate my clothes. It was not flesh-eating bacteria, it was cloth-eating bacteria, and it got me. Deputies say they got Tarango to sit down, but he began to walk around in traffic. Police camera shows the suspect hopping into a deputy's car, and driving away. Another deputy arrested him a short time later and when he pulled into a hospital parking lot. You know why he was there? Because he was poisoned. That's the only reason he stole the deputy's car, is because he was poisoned. He was treated for injuries sustained before his encounter with deputies and faces several charges, including unlawful vehicle theft and aggravated fleeing. I don't know what the difference is between regular old fleeing and aggravated fleeing.
Yeah, what? Was it suspicious aggravated
fleeing? No, it was just aggravated fleeing.
Okay.
That means he ran really fast. And he was and they were aggravated that he was fleeing. Stop running, Jesus. Now I'm really aggravated. He stole my car. This is not going to look good when I talk to the sergeant later. Yeah, so aggravated fleeing. He's being held on $12,000 bond. Now, I must... Usually our naked news stories are a little inane. They're not too descriptive. But I want to warn you, this naked news story would be not safe for work. There's no profanity, and I'm going to try to clean it up as best I can and still give you the gist of what was happening in this naked news story. I will tell you, it involves a woman, it involves a Mini Cooper, and it involves a battery-operated device.
I heard this story.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my goodness. A woman in England was allegedly using a rampant rabbit. I'm not going to get into what the rampant rabbit is. Some of you ladies may know exactly what we're talking. Oh, the lines light up. Hey, I know exactly what the rampant rabbit is. She lost control of her Mini Cooper and crashed in the back of a seafood van.
She was busy.
Of course she was busy. I'm all for multitasking, and I'm all for pleasure. I'm against multitasking for pleasure while operating a motor vehicle. I think, and I know that may not seem like I'm going out on a limb, but you've seen it. If you haven't seen it, you're probably not paying attention. We've all been driving down the highway and looked to our left or right, and seen shenanigans happening in another car. Yes, all of a sudden, there will be one person in the front seat, and then, oh, hey, look, there's another human being. Just sat right up there, just popped right up.
She's got a stressful job. She had to release a little pressure valve before she got there.
Well, that's probably true. I would argue that then you pull over, right? You stop. This is something that could probably wait, because I'm guessing that it takes some sort of concentration to do that, while even with the rampant rabbit, which is doing most of the work, I'm guessing. The woman exchanged insurance information with the driver. That had to be a weird conversation. Hey, can I have your insurance card? What's that sound? Nothing. Are you, ma'am, are you, I was going to try to do a British accent, and I can't because I keep thinking of the rabbit. And I picture like a real rabbit with a... with a wand up its behind. Just go, I don't know why. I'm sure that's not what they look like. Are they? Cody, you know? You have any experience?
I don't know.
I don't know. You're younger. Maybe you have experience with that.
Rush to Google.
I can't. This is. I'm sure that's not going to show up on HR.
Yeah, there was a. We were looking over your search history on the studio computer.
Hey, this is research.
Something about a rampant rabbit?
Yeah, I heard there was a big rabbit attack, like that movie Attack of the Lupin, or whatever that. Attack of the Lupin, Lupus.
Yeah.
No, lupus is a disease.
No.
No. There was a movie. A horror movie where the rabbits attacked.
I believe you.
But I can't remember the name of it right now.
Leprechaun.
No, it wasn't Leprechaun. It was Night of the Loop. You could Google it. I can't do it right now. I'm busy telling you. The driver's boss checked the footage from the van's rear camera. He found that the woman appeared to be holding a toy in the video and zipping up her trousers. According to the Mirror, which we always know is a reliable source for information, the Daily Mirror, a driver was called into the office and feared he was getting the sack. He'd been on his first shift after looking for work for ages. The bosses told him it wasn't his fault and said, "Have you seen the footage?" He was like, "What the? What the? What?" And then they all had a good laugh, kind of like what we're doing now. A spokesperson for the parent company of the seafood company confirmed the incident but refused to add further details. So there you go. Let that be a lesson to you. I don't think we need any further details. How many further details can there be?
Well,
we know the brand name of the alleged brand name of the alleged toy. We know the woman was driving a Mini Cooper and she hit a seafood van, which I'll let you fill in your own jokes right there, because I want to keep this job. I'm going to let you fill that in yourself.
Night of the Lepus. L-E-P-U-S.
See?
Also known as rabbits.
Right. So Night of the Lupus, I wasn't way off. I was one letter off.
You were.
That one letter, it was either Night of a Neurological Disease or Night of the Rabbits. So Night of the Lepus is the movie I was thinking of. Do we have a synopsis of Night of the Lepus?
Nope, not anymore.
Is that right? You just close that screen?
Closed it already.
I don't blame you. I would have done the same thing.
Well, the show's coming to a close.
I know. That's very strange. It seems like only 3 hours ago that we started.
Seems like it.
Seems like it. For some people, it seems like 8 hours. Too much. Too much time. Not for us, though. We're going to say goodbye in a moment when we come back on WGN.